much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Quick question: are there any pot smokers here today? Any pot smokers at all?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
After we eat, we can watch that YouTube footage of Miley Matlin calling movie phone.
Please say the name of the movie you'd like to see now.
The Nast Mimti.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Please say the name of the movie you'd like to see now.
The Nast Mimti.
You have selected 300. If this is the movie you'd like to see, say yes now.
No.
You have confirmed 300.
The lovely Brooke Burke will show off her cha-cha next.
That's what champions do.
It's time to face the whole.
Ho, 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 it's Rodney on the Rock here. I'd like to wish world peace and lower taxes. Hey, I just got my new cable bill. They raised the price. I'd like to do a commercial for pistachios.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
We need to talk.
Not true.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Chicks and midgets, bam!
Roll another one.
That's a genius idea.
Just like the other one.
Holla, beach ass!
This one seems to be about to quit.
Verdict? Mind blowing.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
God bless you for being honest.
Roll.
Roll.
Roll another one.
This is a mess.
Just like the other one.
You're an idiot asshole.
This one seems to be about to end.
Oh, God, I'm bored already.
All right then, who likes to rock the party?
I said nothing!
Just pass it around.
You want showmanship? You got it!
And now,
this is an environment of welcoming, and you should just get the hell out of here.
Our feature presentation.
I don't feel this is an environment of welcoming.
Well, then get the hell out of here.
I don't feel that.
Once again, Kevin shows up on time, bums out the whole world.
No.
What? You guys want me to be late every day? I can.
Yeah.
No, we wanted you to be doing what you've been doing for the last 20 years.
Oh, please.
All
on
of
Fridays,
a sudden.
I know I have a minute 48 extra, because we do. Don't bogart. So I got plenty of time. We're padding on Fridays.
It is Friday. It is the 14th of January. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. A brief story today, but I am fascinated with it because Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, a guy shows up at the airport and he's complaining that his stomach hurts. So then he passes out and they say, oh, this is pretty serious. We would take this guy to the hospital. So they take him to the hospital and they do the x-ray and they go, well, there's something in there.
Midget?
And not a midget, strangely. So they operate on him, and they find out that he's a drug smuggler who has 137 capsules filled with meth in his stomach.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
137 meth capsules in his stomach. So he bled to death. One of the capsules had burst, and that's why he was feeling poorly, because now you got meth in your stomach. And stuff. In Iran, by the way, mandatory death sentence if you're caught trafficking. So how much must they be paying guys to smuggle 137 tablets or capsules of meth if there's a death sentence on it?
Yeah, that seems pretty heavy, sure.
It certainly seems like the type of job that most folks would just avoid. I mean,
but if you're going to carry, you know, tablets or any kind of drug in your stomach, isn't that a bigger risk than getting caught and going to jail for life?
Well, it sure was for this guy. Obviously, he died. Why? You prefer ass smuggling?
Well, you know, I'm just saying. You know,
there's some risk involved here.
Here's the obviously the punishment for
having the drugs in that said country is worse than smuggling because you can make meth. It's not a drug you would have to smuggle. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can make it anywhere you want.
Right, but it's maybe you like can't get heroin. The right materials everywhere.
I mean, you could essentially make it with basic home, like, you don't need, like, high-end science projects.
Somebody
though.
Needs to check Mike's house.
No kidding. My point he didn't just buy a new Cadillac.
My point being is that, like, clearly, like, it's got to be pretty serious wherever this guy was smuggling it from, or else they wouldn't even take the chance on smuggling meth. Because yeah. It's not like heroin where you can only get the poppy seed in certain parts of the world. You
right.
know?
I can't imagine the mindset of, look, I don't understand a lot of things that people do, but I can't imagine what they'd have to do to talk somebody into smuggling meth in his stomach.
Oh,
how much do they have to pay you with those with the risk of being caught or dead?
Yeah, but I would think it would totally depend on their place in life if they've got
their circumstances.
Nothing.
Yeah.
But it seem like even if they've got nothing, there must be a way to make some money more safely than this?
I'm thinking it, and this may sound crazy, but I bet you there are situations where it's like, hey, smuggle this or your children die.
That could be too.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
and
if there's
like,
that.
Okay.
That could be too. But, I mean, it's also...
Or smuggle this and you get half.
Yeah. It's also, you live in a country where you live on a dollar a week.
Yeah,
we're
going to
give
really,
you $5.
There
so,
really
right.
are no options sometimes.
I guess not. Well, anyway, in Malaysia, I don't know if this how this number relates to other countries, but they detained 138 Iranians last year on drug trafficking. So, I mean, if they caught that many, I bet there are a lot more they didn't catch.
Yeah.
So, must be a lot of that going on
in Malaysia. They caught them, but they didn't catch them in Iran?
Well, who knows? They may have caught thousands in Iran. I don't know. But I'm saying that's how many Iranians they caught in Malaysia last year. This guy is one of them. So, anyway, very, very interesting story. I guess we're lucky not to be him.
What do you think he told them when he went into the hospital? Do you think he said, I just have stomach pain, hoping that...
I'm sure. I think that's what happens all the time. They don't admit it.
I mean, right. Because wouldn't you have to say, I have an idea. I have 137, I mean, you have to... You have to give that up.
If you want to get saved, if you want any chance of being saved, you would probably have to
tell them. Yeah, it does seem like it would save some time if you would let them know where to look for the problem.
Right, but then you don't want them looking there. But then you're about to die, so you don't care, so look there.
Right, exactly.
That story has everything.
Yeah.
So I'm saying bad choice.
Don't
do
that.
If you're thinking about smuggling meth in your stomach into Malaysia today, please reconsider. Is the Kevin and Bean advice today?
Okay. To all those people,
and you're listening to us.
To all those people that fit that category,
that little category.
You've got that plane ticket to Malaysia.
That's right.
And you got the drugs, and you're ready to go. Don't. That's what we're saying.
Don't do it. Turn around.
If you think you're going to Malaysia, don't.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Today's show.
I don't know what you mean by that.
We do a show Monday through Friday, and this
I'm not sure what that means.
Friday, and so we're going to do a show. All right.
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. On the show today, we have Ralph taking a look at the Movie Beat.
Uh-huh.
I've never met him.
Good guy. You'd like him. We have Olivia Munn.
Oh!
Yeah.
I think she's getting hotter, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know,
guys.
Her boobs are growing.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Who saw the dress she was wearing on Letterman the other night?
I did, and I wanted to be it.
Yeah. Wow, right?
Yeah, and you could tell it was screaming for help. I mean,
it was
hanging on by its fingernails. If the dress has fingernails.
That dress was really trying to leave the room.
It was. Not just come off. It was trying to leave the room.
Oh, I hope she wears that today when she comes in.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's
seems
not going to
unlikely,
happen.
But
yeah. LaQuisha will take a look at the Jersey Shore from last night. We are going to talk sports with Andrew Siciliano. NFL playoffs again this
weekend.
Now, this weekend is what level of playoffs? This is
semifinals.
This is semifinals.
Right.
This is the divisional championships.
So these are the teams that win this weekend go on to play for their division titles. NFC and the AFC championship.
Okay, so this week determines who plays in the division championships.
That's right.
Got it. And then when's the Pro Bowl? Because I can't miss that.
That's about 3 weeks out now.
All right. We also have Kevin Smith. Actor, writer, director, speaker extraordinaire.
Yep.
You're an idiot asshole!
He's a pretty cool guy, actually.
Oh, that's right. That's
Kevin
right,
Smith.
Yeah.
And Dave Duchovny.
Wow! Ooh.
Talking about Californication.
Yes.
Which I don't know if you've seen.
Yes.
There is a lot of gratuitous nudity on that show. And it's good.
Every episode.
Yes.
Hank gets lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With every hot chick.
Everyone.
Now that's ridiculous.
I mean, he's attractive and all.
Right. I mean,
but come on.
That's ridiculous. I walk around hotels and I sit there by myself looking all lonesome. Nobody comes up and just gives me their room key. It doesn't happen to me.
And I would never ask Dave this and potentially embarrass him, but knowing his past and the rocky relationship he's had with his wife because of some of that activity in real life, it still seems so odd to me that he does a show like that and kisses his wife goodbye every morning and says, "Yep, I'm off to bone another chick on TV."
I know.
Doesn't it seem like he ought to be playing a priest somewhere or something?
Sure.
Shouldn't he?
I don't know that Duchovny could pull off priest.
Maybe not.
So anyway, that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and we will come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat. That is...
Down, I was looking down at all I see.
Hey!
I don't think so. Reconsider that one. It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 549.
Thanks for tuning in to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. A ridiculously packed show today. I mean, strap in, hold on. I doubt you can survive this show. There's so much show.
Strap on, hold in, I say.
Maybe that too.
Rather not, if I have the option.
All right.
That is the voice of Ralph Garman, who is joining us once again for the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's happening, Ralph?
Well, Keira Knightley's single, fellas.
She's hot.
Pull out your Sunday go-to meeting clothes.
She's too skinny, but
polish
she's hot.
Polish up those shoes, because she is available, she is single, and looking to mingle. She's a blast in a glass. She's a walking holiday, this girl is. She can be all yours because she broke up with her boyfriend of 5 years.
Wow.
Rupert Friend is his name, and that's all he'll be. Just a friend.
Yeah.
Not even.
Apparently, the problem was Keira works a lot, and they spend a lot of time apart, and apparently Rupert is also very private and hated the constant paparazzi attention that Keira would get when they were out and about, so things just didn't work out. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me because I remember when she was in here promoting Domino, I think it was.
Right.
Her action-adventure film. She had a little thing for me, I think.
She did.
Yeah,
that's
I think I even thought. Then. Even
I
then,
thought the, she had a little kind
did?
Of a crush on me.
No,
on
it was,
you
thought oh. she had a crush on me, you meant to say.
No.
I think the foundation was crumbling even then for her relationship with Rupert Friend.
So, a mere 2 years later, they broke it off, Ralph?
Well, sometimes you just have to plant a seed and wait for it to grow.
Yeah.
Did you plant a seed that day?
Oh, did I ever?
Oh, man. You are ahead in the race.
I was like a crop duster. That's what I was. I don't know what that means, but it sounds filthy. Oh, yeah, well, you know it's time for Rehab Roulette. We got a Celebrity Rehab Roulette. We're going to play that.
Celebrities, they love to party. How up can they get? Who's putting down the needle or drying out? It's time for Rehab Roulette.
Spin the wheel. No more bets.
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams went in this week earlier.
Oh.
But this week, and today rather, the honor goes to A.J. McLean.
Yay!
Of the legendary Backstreet Boys.
What are they going to do without A.J.?
No, I don't know. Aren't they supposed to be on the road?
I mean, he was a heart and soul.
Aren't they performing with 94 Degrees? And
no, with
New Kids on the Block.
House. Yeah. Well, apparently he has checked himself into a treatment center because he said he wants to be healthy for the new year.
Okay.
And he got ass-tired of singing those Backstreet Boys songs.
Probably,
so,
yeah.
He went inside. This isn't his first stab at going clean. He sought treatment for depression, anxiety, and booze back in 2001, and then again in 2002. I guess singing those Backstreet Boys songs made him depressed all over again, so he had to go back inside. I know I'd be.
These songs do blow. I'm quitting.
If I had to be a 42-year-old guy getting up there and call myself a boy with the rest of the Backstreeters. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know the Backstreet? In the back street, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think that...
Not the front street. I'm talking the back street.
I'm not sure that's what that means, Right.
those songs were bad at the time, but man, have they aged poorly.
But there's like 17 of them, so one of them's in rehab, so what?
I don't think it's menudo, Kevin. I don't think they just swap them out. They're specific members of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
He's the bad boy.
He is. He was the bad boy.
Oh, was he known as the bad boy? Only Mike would know that.
He was also known as the drunk boy, too, apparently.
Mm.
Well, I've always said it. Now it's coming to pass. It's time to kill all the bulldogs.
Wait a second.
Wow, that seems rough.
No, it's got to be done.
Kill all the bulldogs?
All the bulldogs. What's going on now? Can't trust them. They're starting to attack our celebrities.
Bean has bulldogs, I think.
Yeah, he's probably the one training them. He's probably the one training to be murderous creatures.
Oh, no.
Apparently, Martha Stewart was at her luxurious home in Connecticut the other day when she went down to kiss her French bulldog Francesca goodbye. Francesca was not too pleased by the idea, apparently attacked Martha and split her lip and gave her a cut that required 9 inches to close.
Excellent.
Face.
That's good. That's a good, well-trained dog, if it's Martha Stewart.
I hope you mean stitches, by the way. I hope you mean 9 stitches to close.
What did I say?
Inches.
9 inches.
Oh. It's a whole
You're still
thing.
Thinking about Keira Knightley, apparently.
Whatever it is. 9 stitches later, she has a busted-up face. And
Wow.
I think the dog did the right thing.
Francesca's going inside to a maximum security
I think you put Martha
for,
down.
Insider trading, oddly enough.
I think you put Martha down.
You know, good morning, Ralph Garman.
Hey, it's Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons is here. What's up, Gene Simmons?
No, you brought up splitting lips.
I did, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I did. And can, then? No, nope. I don't get it. What's
we can
he,
finish
what's
it all.
Out here?
You don't want him to finish
I understand.
It.
I'm not... I need a
we'll
clearer picture
you after
if
after
you could
after.
Just... And then Johnny Depp was dog-sitting for Brad and Angelina.
Oh, it didn't take out Depp, did it?
He was watching their bulldog, and he said he was just at the house, and then the dog pounced on him from behind, pinning him to the ground. That must be a big bulldog.
Wow.
Oh, that's good times.
Johnny said he had to scream for help. And luckily, someone was around to pull the dog off of him because he said he doesn't know how long he would have been pinned under that dog.
Was it fighting or just playing?
No, maybe.
Or just fat.
Apparently, it was just fat and playing.
Oh.
But it surprised him, pounced on him from behind, and pinned him to the floor.
I sort of have a boner.
The bulldog army is starting to rise up.
Are they going to take over the
Puffy
world?
Puffy Lake, that's all I'm saying. All right. Bulldog
they,
Lake.
I can vouch that they can do some damage, man. They do have those... sort of locking jaws and very, very sharp teeth.
Bean's dogs are completely out of control as well.
The ripping and the tearing.
That's right.
The ripping
yeah,
and the tearing.
No kidding.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey, are you ready for the new Glee spinoff?
Nope.
All right. That may not sound like a good idea, but what if I told you it was a reality show? Now are you on board? Okay, and everyone.
No.
Plenty of seats on this bandwagon.
Is this a
Come
real.
Join me.
A real Glee group somewhere?
It's called the Glee Project, Kevin.
Yeah.
And this will allow Gleeks from all over the world to send in audition videos and compete for a 7-episode guest starring role on their favorite TV show on Fox next season.
No, no.
40,000 entries so far have been received.
Wow.
They've already slimmed those down to 85, and then 12 hopefuls will be chosen for the finals, which will make up the TV show The Glee Project. The Glee Project will air on the Oxygen Network beginning in June, so... Congratulations to the Oxygen Network for landing the Glee Project.
That is going to be huge.
I wish we'd known about this so Omar could have entered.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, my God.
I want to take a s*** on Glee so freaking bad.
Just send that
I don't
in.
Think you should take a S on Glee.
Oh.
That's inappropriate. Omar would get there and go all bulldog on their asses.
You know, he would.
That's my new phrase for people who are violent and out of control. And speaking of reality shows, Merv Griffin Entertainment has announced they're working on a new reality series that's sort of like Wipeout, where people have to go through an obstacle course.
Love
and
Wipeout.
Get honked up.
Can't get enough of it.
This one is based on Pac-Man.
What?
Pac-Man the series.
Based on Pac-Man?
Yes, I'm guessing you will run through a maze, and much eat, like Pac did himself back in the day.
And eat little...
And try to eat fruit while ghosts chase you. You'll be running around while Stinky and Blinky and Finky chase you, and their eyes go all bonkers, and then they change colors and run back home.
And they eat you.
And then they eat you. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, some ladies now want to enter. And more TV news. ABC has given a green light for the Charlie's Angels remake they've been tossing around. Of course, Charlie's Angels was a hugely popular TV series in the 70s, and then a wildly popular couple of films with Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz and Lucy Liu.
Hey!
Years later, and now it's going back to its roots. They're going to do a brand new Charlie's Angels TV series.
Hmm.
And
no way. Not ever.
Come on. How can you be against three hot chicks in bikinis running around fighting crime? Come on.
No!
Come on! That's a perfect... That's a recipe for happiness.
It does have everything.
It does.
It has action and hot chicks.
Exactly. The new Charlie, the one who... You remember Charlie. He gave them their marching orders.
You never saw him.
He was the guy in the talking box, the squawk box.
He'd call and he was actor... John Forsythe, right?
Good morning, angels. How are you?
Yeah. Nope.
John Forsythe was the original Charlie. He's a since passed away. So looking for a new Charlie.
No.
And apparently Robert Wagner from Heart to Heart.
Perfect.
Great choice. He played number two in the Austin Powers movie.
He's still alive?
He's still alive, and apparently he's in talks to be the new Charlie.
Who are the girls, more importantly?
No Same? Word yet on the new girls. I'm assuming they will be smoking hot unknowns, since all the original Angels were all unknown before that series. So I'm guessing they're going to go for a new crop.
I liked that last Charlie's Angels movie.
I thought that was fun. Really, they were very fun films. And I think if this series has that sort of tongue-in-cheek, fun tone of the movies, it could be very successful. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? 60 Minutes commentator Andy Rooney.
Oh, please die.
Andy Rooney is still around.
Please die.
You will not be surprised, and yet you may be taken aback when I tell you he turns 92 years old today.
Right. I had no idea he was 92.
But he must have. I thought about that, too, and I said he's got to be because he has been on television for 60 years.
Every once in a while, 60 Minutes will do a great story. Bean will tell me about it or something, so I'll watch it, and then it comes up on Andy Rooney.
And now, a minute with Andy Rooney.
And a minute turns into what seems like days.
Do you ever wonder why they still make mail openers? I have mail. I don't even open it anymore. Who does? Who uses mail openers?
Exactly.
Can't use it on email. Shut up!
God, I think they don't have the heart to fire an old
man.
Well,
fire the old man.
I bet it's all that's keeping him alive.
Oh, that's fine.
You know, I think that's keeping him alive? His eyebrows.
Yes.
But he has the longest eyebrows you've ever seen of anyone in your life.
He does.
They've been cutting him back. I think what happened is they probably decided about 10 years ago they wanted to fire him, but then they thought, look, he's 80, at that time, 87. He's going to die soon anyway. And every year he comes back and just keeps hanging on, so they just keep making his segment shorter and shorter and shorter. I think he literally is only on for like a minute now.
I like it when any big company takes the let's let him die normally response to any kind of problem.
Why do they keep making books? I have books.
I have a lot of books.
My eyes don't work anymore.
That's exactly what it's like.
You know, Andy Rooney is old Bean, is what he is.
He is. Yeah. Yeah, no question.
Absolutely.
Bean loves and worships, probably watches three or four times each week.
Andy Rooney and Bean are separated at birth.
Yeah.
I do enjoy it.
I don't like it when people say 2011.
Why can't people say it properly?
Hurts me a little bit every time I hear
I'm
it.
I'm surrounded by wrong. 2011.
Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed.
Yes! Yeah!
All right.
Yes!
Celebrates his birthday today. He's 63. He's a virile, strapping 63-year-old man.
You better believe it. I see him every day practically at the gym.
Right,
he's so swollen, beautiful.
All right,
he's so beautiful.
Easy.
You should see his mountainous chocolate shoulders.
Right,
easy.
Off.
Easy. Easy.
Mountainous chocolate shoulders. It's happening.
He's doing those Bud Light commercials now, right? Coors Light or something, right? He did for the playbook? You know, the football.
I don't remember seeing
Come on,
those.
Kevin!
All right, okay, I'm not arguing with you.
Damn you. Director, producer, writer Steven Soderbergh is 48 years old today. Actress Emily Watson turns 44 years old. Guitarist Zakk Wylde celebrates his 44th birthday as well. LL Cool J is 43. Jason Bateman, the very funny Jason Bateman, is 42 years old. Dave Grohl, our buddy from Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
And Nirvana also celebrates his 42nd birthday today. And Caleb Followill, of Kings of Leon is 29. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Is Olivia Munn here yet?
No.
Is she here yet?
Nope.
Is Olivia Munn here now?
Nope. She's going to come if you keep talking like that?
Let's do Ralph and the Movie Beat instead, then.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Three new movies in Cineplexes this weekend. You guys all right over there?
What's happening?
Sometimes when you push buttons, it goes, and sometimes it doesn't.
It's not like we've been doing this segment for, I don't know, 10 years or something.
Should I start the music now?
This would be good.
Okay.
This would be a good time for the music. Yes, three new movies in Cineplexes this weekend you may want to check out. One is in limited release, but I'm really looking forward to it. It's an interesting film called Barney's Version. It's based on a very popular novel, which was interesting in itself because it was a fictional autobiography, if that makes any sense. The book is told from the point of view as if the fictional character in the book is writing an autobiography, the story of his life, in essence.
Okay.
And it's very twisty and turny and funny and sad. And it stars Paul Giamatti in this film as Barney. And you can't get much better than that gentleman right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
If you're going to go see a movie. Co-starring in this film with him is Dustin Hoffman.
Wow.
Another guy who's not too shabby.
And the beautiful British actress Rosamund Pike is also in this film. It's in limited release everywhere. And here is a scene from the film where Paul Giamatti is talking to Dustin Hoffman, who plays his best friend Izzy, that he's in love with someone that he's not married to.
I have to get a divorce.
She did? No. She did? No.
What do you want from me?
I don't know. Some paternal wisdom. How about that?
You're talking to someone who knows how hard marriage can be. In the beginning, it's all briskets, but soon enough, real life starts, right? You come home from work. All she wants to do is talk. All you want to do is... And before long, every day is like pushing an avocado through a cheese grater. It all feels like you're holding a pile of...
This is the paternal wisdom I'm going to get.
Man, I can't wait to see this film. Just some of my favorite actors working in apparently a very funny, very clever script. So I want to check out that out.
And even though he's old, Kevin would know Dustin Hoffman from the Meet the Fockers franchise.
And he once had dinner in the same restaurant that the guys from Jackass ate at. So that's
how
Kevin would know him, right?
It does have to relate back to Jackass for me.
Also opening this weekend in a much wider release is The Dilemma. New comedy from director Ron Howard. Unbelievable that he's connected with this project when I watch the trailers.
Yeah.
Stars Vince Vaughn. Okay, good.
Yeah, love him. We like him.
I have a cinematic erection.
Okay.
Ron Howard and Vince Vaughn.
Right.
Yeah.
Great.
Pedigree. Right.
So far, so good.
Then you throw in Kevin James. Oh, I'm just a half-mast now.
But Kevin just got even better.
But he doesn't cancel out both of those guys.
And then add Queen Latifah.
Now what's
going to
do, Kevin?
Now my cinematic penis has crawled up inside my body. I have a cinematic vagina.
Kevin James, if there's anyone funnier than Kevin James, I want names.
You see, a man discovers that his best friend's wife is having an affair.
Right.
And then, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, chaos ensues.
What?
Hijinks. Wacky, wacky hijinks. That's all you need to know about The Dilemma. Here's a scene from the movie where Queen Latifah's character is talking to Vince Vaughn and Kevin James. They all work together. It seems she's really, really happy with this new idea they've come up with.
I'm inspired by what y'all throwing down. I got some serious lady wood here. I want to have sex with your words. I want to bang your brain. Oh, I gotta go. I'm late for mommy and me. I'll call you. Bye.
Okay. Well, at least she's enthusiastic.
That's in that movie.
Look at him laughing. Look at Kevin laughing.
Look at Kevin laughing.
That's funny. Yeah, man. She's got some serious woman wood.
I want to hit you with a snow shovel right in the back of your head.
There are certain people that I can see the movie and I'll go, look, that looks like a bad movie. But I like Vince Vaughn so much that I'll go watch him in it.
I like Vince Vaughn too.
But you won't go see him in anything. I will.
But you know what? I like chocolate chip cookies.
Right.
So if you take a chocolate chip cookie... And then you stick it into a pile of horse manure, and then you pour kerosene all over that and light that on fire. I'm not going to go digging through that to get to the chocolate chip cookie.
It's still a chocolate chip cookie,
I know, but I'm going to end up smelly and singed. And that's what will happen to you if you go see The Dilemma. You will be smelly and singed.
That's the name of my autobiography.
Smelly and singed. And then The Green Hornet opens this weekend.
Yeah, that's my big pick right there.
Seth Rogen, Jay Chou as the Green Hornet and Kato. Christoph Waltz as the evil Chudnovsky, the villain they must take on. And Cameron Diaz also in a lesser role as the love interest for the Green Hornet. This movie looks like just what I want in a comic book action adventure film. It's in 3D in some theaters. It's beating people up. It's rockets flying out of really cool cars. It's guys in masks.
Funny in action. What else do you need?
Doesn't need much more for me. Here's a scene where Christoph Waltz is showing off his villainous side, as if we haven't seen that already in Inglorious Bastards, but here he is. He's a little touchy about his clothing.
A man comes in an instant costume. And you
look, trust me. A grown man wearing a mask is a little bit scarier than a guy wearing a suit.
You're not pleased with my suit? Does it fail to fill you with fear?
I didn't mean any disrespect.
Do you have any idea how many great people have killed in a suit?
Now, this is exactly what I was talking about.
I'm not as scary as some idiot in a green mask. Come on.
See? You know how many people have killed people in a suit? A lot of people.
He plays that role so great.
He does. He's a great...
He's sort of joking, but he means it.
A chilling, funny villain is what he does best. Directed by Michelle Gondry. You can check it out everywhere this week. And The Green Hornet. In the theater near you, I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
How about now? Is Olivia Munn here yet?
Nope.
Why isn't she here yet?
She's not supposed to be here yet.
Yeah.
Why don't you not drive her away?
Olivia Munn next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, LaQuisha reviews last night's Jersey Shore. And will Andrew Siciliano be the sports journalist brave enough to predict a Seahawks victory over the Chicago Bears this weekend? We'll find out. He's on the show previewing the NFL playoffs this weekend, too. Hey, you didn't think they'd beat New Orleans either, by the way.
I know, but really, really.
I'm just saying.
But a team can play over their head on any given day. But can you do it 2 weeks in a row? That's the question, and it's much less likely.
They got momentum. They couldn't feel any better about themselves. And, you know, I'm not 1,000% convinced that a bye week is always the best thing for a team. Yeah, it helps you if you got injuries, but it also does kind of take you out of the thing for a bit. You know what I mean?
That's the fun of it. I mean, that was the game that was the lock last weekend, and it certainly was not a lock.
Exactly.
I got to tell you about my friend Bean. We're very different people. I consider Bean majors in the minors. Like he takes the unimportant stuff in life.
Yes.
And makes them ultimate. That's the ultimate thing. Like a 7-Eleven to be for me, Kevin. If I need something and I have to stop to get it, I'll go to a 7-Eleven. For Bean, it's a destination.
Every day.
He loves
it. He can do it.
I drove a couple of miles out of my way yesterday to go to a new 7-Eleven that has recently opened that I had caught on the website but hadn't been to in person
yet. Let's just not move past that. So now he's on. How often are you on the 7-Eleven website?
I have it bookmarked. I mean, I like to stay current, as you know, and if there's a new 7-Eleven opening up, I want to know about it because I like to check them out and see what they've done with it.
But aren't they pretty much the same? I mean, isn't it a cookie-cutter thing?
Well, no. I mean, they carry the same stuff, but they're all laid out. They're all laid out differently. And then the new stores get like the upgraded, super big gulp machines and stuff like that with all the fancy flavors and stuff.
So you can see what I'm saying. Most of us would go to a 7-Eleven if we had to grab something.
So
right. The other thing that Bean loves to do is the post office. And I go to the post office once a year and I hate it.
Yeah, I avoid it as much as possible.
It's a horrible place to go, and they don't have enough tellers or whatever you call them. And the line is always 45 minutes long, and it's just the worst. And Bean loves it.
The longer the line is, the more time you get to spend watching post-office stuff, though.
Post-office stuff?
Yeah, it's like going to the zoo, man. You don't want to be rushed along. You want to be able to stand there and watch the polar bear swim for a while. That's what it's like when I visit the post office.
No, it isn't anything like that. If you go to the zoo and you see a polar bear swimming, that's cool. People do that because that's a destination. You don't get that at the post office.
I love post office stuff.
Right, I know. So that brings us to Bean's latest hair brain scheme, and he's had this going now for how long?
Hair brain scheme.
Yeah, I noticed that. I think it started in September of 2008, I guess. So it's been 2 years and a few months.
All right, now how many things have you started that 2 years and a few months later you're keeping up with? Because for me, it's zero.
Yeah, none.
I mean, I can't keep up with anything. No. I try. I have the best intentions, and 2 weeks later, I'm back to my old ways.
Yeah.
Bean has kept this up because it's important, though.
Right.
It's going to change the world.
Now, I'm going to let the listeners understand, have a little insight into you and see if it's important or not. This is what it's called.
Haircuts across America.
Bean. You hear the clipping? You hear the clipping at the end?
Haircuts across America.
Bean has made fantastic. It his goal to get his hair cut in each of the 50 states. Now, why, you ask?
Raising money for charity, Kevin?
No, Lisa.
No?
Because it's cool.
But why else?
Okay.
I hate to correct you,
but...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say something incorrect?
More specific. Look, it's easy to get your hair cut in all 50 states. I wouldn't even attempt to do that. That's bogus. I could do that without even thinking about it. I'm getting my hair cut in all 50 states consecutively. In other words, once I get my hair cut in a state, I move on to another state, and I don't go back to any states I've already done, and I don't do any states twice, and I have to do all 50. That's the challenge for me.
Right. And the payoff is that you got your hair cut.
Is that I look fly every time. That's the payoff.
Fly like a G6?
Right.
Or just fly.
Maybe I do. I don't know.
And by the way, that brings up a good point. Your hair blows.
All the time.
It's always bad. You have a bad haircut always, and it's always cut by somebody new.
It's never looked worse than it does right now.
Right.
And that's part of the reason why I so desperately have to get on a plane and go get my haircut this weekend, because
Haircuts Across America.
So the rest of us would say that's why we need to get our haircut this weekend, and we would go to the same place that we go, because where you get your hair cut is not important. What is important is that they cut it the way you like it.
Right.
And then you move on with your life and do real stuff.
Right. It's just a stop. It's a quick stop along the road of life.
Yes.
It's not a destination.
You'd rather not make it a stop, but since you have
to. But you have to do it because you want to look decent.
Right.
But you know what you've committed to is crappy hair for the rest of your life, because you're never going to get it cut when it needs to get cut, because
that's
you're
true.
Waiting to go to another state.
That's true. And so, I do have to base it on when I have the availability to get away.
So
when
is this
I have
really
the
just
time.
An excuse for crappy hair?
No, not at all.
No, because he's always had crappy hair.
Look, I know, but now he has an excuse.
Before this scheme.
Look, I don't have Asperger's. That's something Kevin made up to mock. Oh,
please.
But
look it up. A-S-P-E-R-G. Look it up. Asperger's.
He is the walking B-E-R-G. Definition.
I love A-S-P-B-E-R.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I do love maps, and I do love numbers. And
right,
this has
and
both
of those are high signs on Asperger's.
And here's what happened, by the way, is I was in, I went to Detroit on vacation one time, and
okay,
I had
okay, let's
you know,
stop right there. Detroit is not a destination.
For a vacation.
For a vacation.
You don't know,
Detroit
man.
Is the worst city in America.
You don't know, man.
I do. I've been in Detroit. It blows.
I'm in Detroit on vacation, and I got my haircut. And then just by sheer coincidence, that was in September. And then 3 months later, I was on vacation and I was in Hawaii at Christmas time and I got my haircut in Hawaii. And that's when I said,
that's when
well,
the light bulb went on.
Yeah, because now I got a haircut in Michigan and then I got a haircut in Hawaii. And I thought, well, that's two down already. I'm almost there. And of course, at that point, it's too late to turn back.
Yeah, this is the part I love.
Yeah, after two.
This was, yeah. I can't. Now I'm stuck.
There's 48
there's nothing
more.
I can do.
I'm not in control anymore.
No. Sheer coincidence,
so, it's not
by
too
the way.
Far to go back, being it was happenstance.
I know, but then what happened was I needed another haircut a few months after Hawaii, and I thought, what am I going to do? And I got in the car and I drove to Idaho, and then I got my haircut in Idaho, and then I turned around and came home, and then I thought, well, now I've got three down. I'm just burning through these states. It's
who,
crazy.
By the way, have you ever gotten your haircut on vacation?
Not that I can think of.
I
no.
don't, never.
No, I don't think
that's
so.
That's just not what
because,
you do on vacation.
Well, because most people have a place they go, even if it's Supercuts or whatever,
right.
it's their normal routine.
You get your haircut before you go on vacation.
Normally.
It's
yeah.
not a vacation, you yeah. know, activity.
So here's the point, and this is what we're bringing you. The whole thing is leading up to this. This is a three-day weekend because most people have Monday off. Bean is going to Arizona. Bean lives in Seattle. Mm-hmm. He's going to Arizona. He says to get his hair cut.
Right.
You're flying.
And that's it.
That's the only thing I've got going so far. I'm sure I'll find other stuff to do while I'm there. But yeah, I'm going. That's the reason I'm going. Because
now do you have a place there that you've picked out, or is it just do you drive down the road and see a sign that looks good? How do you pick?
Yeah, how do you pick?
That's the thrill and the excitement is not knowing. I mean,
that is a thrill.
It's like a blind date for me, is not knowing how hot she's going to be. You know what I mean?
And how hot is she most of the time?
I've had some good
I grew
haircuts.
Up in Arizona. I can tell you how hot they are. Unless you get your haircut around ASU, you're in trouble.
All right. That's a great tip. I might try that out.
Tempe.
All right. So I've done Michigan. I've done Hawaii. I've done Idaho. I've done Ohio. I've done New York.
Oh,
you guys, you remember,
so
by the way, you remember we shot the video when we were in New York, and I went down to Harlem and got my haircut, for instance. That was one of my haircuts across America. And I've done Maryland. And then I have a bunch of international haircuts kind of spread out throughout the same time period. Like last year, for instance, 2010, I didn't get any haircuts across America haircuts because I never got my haircut in the United States last year.
Wow, world traveler.
Yeah.
I got my haircut in Mexico once, Canada once, and France once.
You're lucky all they cut off in Mexico was your hair.
So last year you had three haircuts. That's it.
Yes, that's right.
Wow. You look like crap.
See, so my point is, like, most of us, we need something really important to focus on to keep our attention, a goal that's really worthwhile. And to Bean...
Because our time is precious.
To Bean, this goal is really the biggest thing. This is as big as he can think.
Well, I'm excited by it because after Arizona this weekend, I'll have seven states down. And by the way, please note,
only
I haven't done,
43 to go.
But I haven't done Washington. I haven't done Oregon. I haven't done California. I haven't done Nevada. Those are the easiest ones. I've got those anytime I need them. I've got those
right
in my back pocket.
Yeah,
that's like having a AAA card right there. I can easily get a haircut in one of those states. But I'm excited about seeing the rest of the country and getting haircuts everywhere. So I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Well, I wish I could go with you.
Sounds really fun.
But
me
I
too.
Have to do things at home. And
clean out a cabinet.
Clean stuff.
Let me hear that jiggle one more time, because we have to put it back in. We have to put it away for 3 months.
Haircuts across America.
Nice.
Hey! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 5:56.
What's with the O? What's the O?
What was 5:56?
Oh.
It's an exciting time.
It is.
Yeah.
It's Sublime, Black Keys,
656.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Phoenix all coming up on the Kevin and Bean show. This is very confusing for our listeners.
None of us
throughout the nation, spanning time zones. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Oh, thanks. Rick Fox has a girlfriend named Eliza Dushku.
Oh!
Yes.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
They are hot and heavy, and apparently he is having a positive effect on her life. And his vice versa. Eliza's having a positive effect on his life.
Nope.
She has gotten him into yoga, he says, and they are loving doing yoga together. Mm. Look, if yoga involves Eliza Dushku stretching and putting her legs behind her head and whatever,
sure, that's good.
Then I'm a big yoga fan, too.
Has he talked her out of being a Celtics fan?
There it is, Kevin. Nice.
Because that's the most important thing.
I don't believe so.
All right, then she's still flawed.
Oh.
And he said he's bitch made. He was on Lakers championship TV. I don't mind her wearing her Celtics jersey around the house if she wants to root for
you. Know why? Because she's Eliza Dushku.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And she does yoga, probably nude in the house.
Yep.
And he goes, you know, Celtics pretty good team.
Wear anything you want,
quite frankly. Can't deny that. Can't take
and
that
maybe
away
it was,
from him.
Maybe it was just a job for him, Mike. Maybe he didn't care who he played for. He just wanted to win.
I mean, he did play for the Celtics as well, but he was more known as a Laker, and he had championship rings as a Laker.
Right.
I mean,
but I think Ralph is right, man. Eliza Dushku trumps all of that.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, the troubled Broadway musical, is troubled yet again.
Uh-oh. Now what?
They have postponed their opening. They still haven't opened the show yet, by the way.
I thought that...
This is all previews.
That's a lot of previews.
It's just a lot of previews. Usually about a week or two of previews. This has been months now, and will continue to be so. The show is supposed to open on February the 11th. Now it's being pushed back to March 15th.
Wow.
Producers say the delay is to, and I quote, fine-tune aspects of the show. I guess they mean murder less of their cast. They want to do that less.
If they can pull it off, it sounds like it'll be amazing. But it sounds also like they can't pull it off.
One thing we need to work on is the new ending, they say. Well, that's good when you're rewriting the ending of a show before
Excellent.
You open it. This is the fourth time the show's been pushed back, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so. All the performances between January 18th and the 25th, by the way, have been canceled. So if you have tickets for that, those performances, you might want to visit the box office for a refund.
That's so the actors can rehab
before they go back. They got to heal up before they can mount the show again. I'm guessing that's when they're implementing the new ending. So they need to teach people the new ending, I guess.
I've never heard of a Broadway show that has a bye week so the players can recover from injuries.
Yeah, it's craziness.
Yeah.
Great movie news. The film Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter is going ahead.
Yeah!
Full bore. Tim Burton.
That is everything.
Is developing the film, which will be in 3D. And they're looking for casting now. They're looking for the role of Honest Abe, who in this particular film is still our 16th president, but he's also an axe-throwing, highly accomplished killer of vampires.
Yes. It's going to be awesome.
I love it.
So far in the running, Adrian Brody, which I think is the call. If you're looking for an Abraham Lincoln, Adrian Brody's
your
guy.
So.
He's got the nose, and he's thin
face,
and tall. He looks like the rail splitter, as they used to call him back in the day.
The what?
Morgan.
He's
the rail splitter. Josh Lucas is also in talks.
Right.
You know him. He's the poor man, Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
Yeah. And James Darcy, amongst other actors, but... Brody apparently has got the leg up, so we'll see what happens.
Sounds great.
Isn't it weird, Ralph, that there's two Abraham Lincoln movies coming out?
Yeah.
Because they got that Spielberg
the
one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Liam Neeson. It's just so weird that we haven't had any Abraham Lincoln movies, and now all of a sudden it's hot.
If I had to go see Real Lincoln or Lincoln Vampire
Killer, no kidding.
It's not much of a choice there.
In a second.
Those two. Today's celebrity birthdays. Caleb Followill of Kings of Leon is 29 years old today. Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters turns 42, as does Jason Bateman.
LL Cool J is 43 years old. Zach Wilde, legendary guitarist for Ozzy and Black Label Society, 44 years old today. Emily Watson also celebrates her 44th birthday. Steven Soderbergh, director, producer, writer, he is 48. Carl Weathers.
Oh, my God, yes.
Not only Apollo Creed, but Action Jackson in his own right. He is 63 years old today. And 60 Minutes commentator Andy Rooney is 92 years old today.
Why do people live beyond 90? There's really not much point to it.
He's saying this weekend in 60 Minutes. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let's face it, we've been doing the Kevin and Bean Show for years, and it hasn't been good until this moment, ladies and gentlemen. Olivia Munn is here. Yes. Come on.
Hi.
Finally. Finally, the show is good.
What an introduction. Thank you.
Olivia has been hijacked in New York for the last couple of weeks.
I have been, but it's been fun. I've been doing snow angels outside my hotel room. And
excellent.
You do what you can.
I do.
Olivia Munn, of course, is the senior Asian correspondent for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, the author of the best-selling book Suck It, Wonder Woman, in stores now. And you were in New York, and they just canceled every flight in the world. I mean, for days and days and days, no one could go anywhere because of all that snow, right?
Well, no, actually, they canceled all the flights on Tuesday, and then we realized on Wednesday morning that it wasn't so bad, and there's a lot of flights you could get out. And then So Wednesday, I did Letterman Wednesday night. Chopped off some more of my hair for this movie I start doing. And then at 10 p.m., I got a call from my executive producers from Perfect Couples. They said, we found some flights. Can you get into a car at 4 a.m. and fly back?
Thank
here?
God you're doing a movie, because it didn't seem like you were busy enough.
Well, I literally have no personal life, so I like to fill it up with as much work as I can so I don't sit around crying.
You're doing The Daily Show, and now you have a sitcom.
Yes.
And you're doing a movie.
Yeah.
How do you think? I don't even know,
because I literally have no personal life.
But a sitcom is a full-time job, isn't it, Olivia?
Yeah, it is. Well, but we shot all 13 episodes from, August till December. So we've shot all of them, and then it was 3 weeks. It's a single camera, so we had 3 weeks in L.A., and then when I was had 1 week off, I'd go to The Daily Show in New York.
I see.
Now I'm out in New York for The Daily Show and the new movie. Gotcha.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right.
January 20th, by the way, is when Olivia's sitcom called Perfect Couples debuts on NBC at 8:30. All right, so let me ask you this. We have because we don't see you nearly often enough, so we always have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
The dress that you wore on the David Letterman show.
Oh.
Was an engineering marvel. How did that thing stay up? Because your breasts were really, really fighting to get away from the dress. I mean, it looked like a real epic battle happening.
When someone took a picture, they tweeted a picture, and I looked, and I just, right before I went on, I literally put my hand down, just try to shove them down more, because it looked like I was breastfeeding. I have no idea. It was a vintage Vivienne Westwood bustier into a vintage YSL skirt. So it was a little two-piece action.
I don't know what any of that means.
It was a bustier. It means it pushed them up.
Here's what I do know, is that it was holding on for dear life. I mean, I was watching that segment going, come on, come on, come on.
If there had been a little breeze in the studio, you would have been naked. You know that, right?
I was surprised at how pushed up they were. It would look like I was, feeding children.
It did.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Dave, God bless him, by the way. It's fun to do the Letterman show, right?
To me, it's like the most iconic late night show ever.
Right.
And I was beyond excited.
Okay. But usually.
So was he.
Now, I only saw the one segment on YouTube. I didn't see the whole thing live on the TV. But usually he falls apart in front of a pretty girl. I mean, usually he just can't concentrate, and he just stares, and it gets kind of awkward sometimes. Did you get any kind of a creepy vibe from Dave, or was he super cool?
He's like the best ever. It was so conversational, and we're just hanging out talking, and he was, no, there's nothing creepy about David Letterman at all.
Okay, because usually he wants to mount his guests when they look like you.
Well, no, maybe my boobs weren't up high enough, I guess, for that.
But I don't think it was possible for him to be higher. I mean, if that's what you're saying.
Well, no, he wasn't. No, he was. It was just. It's Letterman.
Yeah.
It's
David Letterman, exactly.
The whole thing is iconic and amazing.
You have to pinch yourself, really.
And by the way, when you walk on the set for The Daily Show, it has to be a very similar thing, because, I mean, that's the real deal, too. And Jon Stewart is as awesome a guy as there is on television.
He really is. He is everything that you would want him to be. He is the nicest, smartest, quickest, and most humble person ever. And every day, when I'm there and I go down to rehearsal, if I'm even not on the show, and I Asif Manvi, his room is right next to mine, and I walk down, you going to rehearsal, you're going to watch? He's like, you're still excited, huh? No, I'm going to go to Subway, get a sandwich. I'll see you later. I get so excited.
We used to have Jon Stewart on all the time. I mean, he was one of our very regular guests, but then he got too big, and now he won't come on anymore, which is kind of sad, because we love him.
Well, I'm sure he would. He just, I mean, that
that whole show is him. And so he comes in. I mean, his schedule is, he comes in, they work all day long, he goes home, he has, you know, a wife and children, and then he goes to, I'm sure he goes to bed, then wakes up the next morning and does the whole thing. It's just work and family. So
yeah. What's your favorite piece that you've done for The Daily Show so far?
Mine was probably the Russian spies. I really, that was like the, that was the second thing that I did.
That, one, the
that was
spies.
The
very,
that was the second one. I did the first one with the Vietnamese fishermen. Then I went off to do my first field piece in Arizona, and then I came back. And while we were editing the Arizona piece, I did the Russian spies.
And what was that story? What's the Russian spy story?
Remember, they kicked out like 20 women for being Russian spies.
Yeah, there was people, they were like kind of lame spies. They were just hanging out and...
They were sleepers.
Yeah. They were Russian, but they
never got woke up.
But they had like Irish names and they were like really bad. They weren't doing anything. They were just kind of hanging out and...
Right.
You know, gardening.
Not a lot of spying.
But then America, like the government was like, yay, look what we did. We got rid of spies. And they're like, but they weren't doing anything.
But I mean, that's what you do when you're a spy, is you lay low so everybody thinks you fit into the neighborhood and there's nothing suspicious
you garden,
about you because,
right.
Yeah, you garden, just hang out. But then when they get the call, that's when they spring into action.
Yeah, I guess they're still waiting for that call.
They get a cell phone that says, it's time.
Well, the whole thing was that they were just, they were supposed to infiltrate just to figure out how our political system works. And, you
really?
Know, John made a joke that was like, you either like send spies or read the New York Times.
Right. It's not a secret. We're not trying to keep a secret how to do it. Yeah.
That's why they were lame.
That's funny.
All right. Olivia Munn is here. She escaped from New York. Her new show is called Perfect Couples, which we are going to talk about, hear some audio from, and find out what that's all about, because it looks like a good cast on this show, by the way.
It's the most fun ever.
I mean, I was going to watch it just because you're on it, but now I see some of these other people. It looks funny. So anyway, Perfect Couples is January 20th, and we'll talk about that. And also, Olivia's got herself another controversy with the February issue of Maxim magazine out now. We'll discuss all of that when we return right after this on the Kevin and Right now, our guest is Olivia Munn in studio. By the way, I mentioned this Perfect Couples, your new sitcom, Olivia.
Yes.
It's going to be debuting on January 20th at 8:30 on NBC. That's a Thursday night, my dear.
I know. I am so excited.
That's The Office, and that's your 30 Rock. I mean, that's Parks and Recreation. I mean, that's all their good comedies. If you fail there, you might as well get out of show business.
I don't know that you want to put that kind of pressure on.
I know. I like to set my bar really low, so I just walk over it. Thank you very much.
I mean, what that is a real commitment from the network that, hey, we think we got something here because we're going to put it in the best possible time slot all week, right?
Yeah, it goes Community, then Perfect Couples, then The Office, then Parks
Fantastic.
And Rec.
That
Rock. Yeah, so great.
Now, tell us about the show. There's three couples. You're one of them.
You're
in one of them.
There's three couples. One's like, you know, it's really three couples, and I'm the seemingly perfect couple where we, you know, we wake up every morning, have like, you know, bubble baths and feed each other like strawberries.
So everyone hates you guys.
No, well, probably.
Yeah.
We're the couple that gives you unsolicited advice and, you know, comes in and gives you a self-help book for, you know, your anniversary. And but really the show, I think what I love about it is that we spotlight the really horrible things in everybody, and we do it unapologetically. And it's just kind of like how the embarrassing things that we all kind of do and say to each other. But,
and hope no one ever finds out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like to say that if you watch the show and if you can't figure out which one you are, like, then you're probably all of them.
Right. Yeah. I know you've been wanting to do obviously you've been moving onward and upward for a long time. A network television show is something you had your sights on. What did you always want it to be a sitcom? Is this the kind of show you wanted to do?
Yeah, this is like exactly the show I want. I love single camera. And doing comedy is—it's what I grew up watching and loving, and
right.
So and NBC is like this is everything is like just dream come true. So, it's at this point where, you know, I hope people watch, but if they don't, at least I got to do this.
If they don't watch, I mean, if you've got Community on one side, The Office
then
on the other.
Cutting.
Well, what I'm saying is if somebody doesn't watch, they're really going out of their way to not watch. You know what I mean? Because they're intentionally tuning away for 30 minutes and then coming back.
Are you trying to make her feel bad?
I'm setting her up for realizing
Is that what you're doing? You're intentionally not going to watch.
Right. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm in. I think we have a clip. Aren't we trying to bring back video clips for radio here,
uh-huh.
Kevin?
It's a clip of a TV show on a radio station. Yes. And it's Olivia, and she's trying to help out one of the other couples. You said you give a lot of unsolicited advice.
Look, men will always do the bare minimum unless we shame them into more.
And it's not easy.
No. I wear high heels all the time to look sexy. It's weakening my ankle bones.
Do you have clicky foot?
Stage 5.
Oh, God. That's awful.
That's what it sounds like.
If I were a horse, they'd put me down.
Because I'm committed to my relationship, I never go number 2 in our house.
I have a gym membership solely for that purpose.
It's true. And it's exactly how I live in my relationships.
Is that right?
I made of rainbows and glitter.
That's great. It's great that that happens.
Yep.
That is Perfect Couples next Thursday on NBC. All right, let's talk about Maxim real quick before you have to go. You are back on the cover, the February issue on newsstands now. I think it's a beautiful and tasteful shoe. What's the controversy? Who could complain about this?
Go to kevinandbean.com if you want to see Olivia's cover for Maxim for the February.
What do you think, Lisa?
I think it looks wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't know what the controversy would be.
Well, the controversy, I'm guessing, would be perhaps the lack of bottoms.
Well, I think it's actually very tasteful, given the fact that I saw the unphotoshopped cover, and like I should say, a hint of penis was showing.
Really?
In my unphotoshopped one. Right. So this is actually pretty tasteful.
Much better.
Is your penis bigger or smaller than Lady Gaga's? Have you decided?
My penis, I'm Asian, so let's just put that out.
Oh, that's right. Keep in mind.
It's more of a whisper than a penis.
For folks who are in their cars, maybe they can't get online and look at the Maxim cover at kevinandbean.com. What's that underwear called? It's really more of a belt than it is an underwear.
It's a lacy boy short. But I honestly, like, for the people I think somebody on Fox put up a poll, and then they were the ones, I think they were like, it's indecent. And even on their own polls, people were like, it's like 70%. Like, you're crazy.
Voted no that it was okay?
Yeah, it was okay. I honestly think that whoever thinks that's a vagina, I feel sad. But it's not a vagina, sweetheart.
It's a penis. You already said that.
Like, I think they're just looking at Barbie dolls and going, like, I mean, that's not really what girls look like.
Well, I know that when I saw it, I put up a poll. I do know that.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Go on now.
I mean, if you look through one Victoria's Secret.
All right. That's creepy.
Well, this is like, I honestly think it's, I mean, it's Maxim.
It's Maxim. Yeah. That's all you need to say.
And like, if children are running, crying, screaming, then I am sorry. And I promise to pay for all of the therapy.
Look, don't look at Maxim if you don't want to see photographs like that. This is an easy solution.
I think the thing is, people were saying it shouldn't be on newsstands.
Well, they're wrong.
Well, they are, and I've inserted it into all of my hymnals at church. So.
Excellent. Good.
Good for you. Spread the word.
I think
hey,
so.
Hey, you're good. Some of Jesus' best work. Why wouldn't you want to advertise that? All right. One more thing on the Maxim tip, because you pushed not being nude about as far as you can go. When are you going to revisit the Playboy idea and this time do it right, not the
there
BS way you did it last time?
I'll never do Playboy again. I don't find anything wrong with being a woman and feeling sexy and posing sexy and doing those things. I just have no want to ever show you guys like what my nipples look like or show
well,
you my vagina.
You're being selfish.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Eventually when someone asks me out and I have a boyfriend, I think that belongs to him and myself.
Okay.
And
but then, do you have a boyfriend now?
Okay, so I'll show you my vagina.
Okay, thank you.
I understand where you're coming from, but what if there was somewhere down the line a movie that you're in that was a really good movie and the role called for you to get topless or get naked?
Yeah,
would you?
Like if I'm in The Fighter, yeah.
Great question.
Until then, yeah.
The Fighter has already been made, so don't make promises that you can't.
If you guys go back and if you get a time machine, I'll go back and do The Fighter, be naked.
Right. Olivia, get the pictures taken now and just store them away somewhere. I don't want you to wait 20 years to decide now it's time to
show. This is where Bean gets insulting.
No, I'm not being insulting. I'm just saying.
Is this where it begins? Or was it when you said I wasn't going to watch my show?
It was a while back.
You're not getting any younger. Here's what I'm saying. Oh. You're more. Let me put it another way.
Bean?
I'm saying you're more beautiful now than you'll ever be in your whole life. So why not take the pictures now and then you can release them down the road? And you'll
come
so
on.
Happy.
Those kinds of jokes aren't helping.
You'll be so happy to have those photos. That's what I'm saying. And so will we. Do it.
And maybe they'll get leaked.
If it makes you guys like me more, okay.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Peer pressure.
Just please like me and watch my show.
Peer pressure still works.
We love you, Olivia. You know that. We're very excited that you came back in. The show looks very funny. It is called Perfect Couples. It's got that prime time lineup on NBC Thursday night. Next Thursday, it debuts January 20th. Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Olivia is the senior Asian correspondent, so check for her from time to time. And the Maxim magazine cover is on newsstands now. And congratulations on the book, by the way, which
Thank you.
I understand did great for you.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
You should Twitter. Have you thought of that?
It's something online, right? Something with around
I literally had to stop following you only because you Twittered too much.
I've stopped, though, a lot. Okay. I've gone back just because I want you to like me.
All right, then I'll go back. Yeah. I can't take anyone monopolizing. I love Kevin Smith. He's coming in later today.
I love Kevin Smith.
I had to stop following him because he Twitters too much.
You know, I brought an entire group of fans to watch Zach and Miri because I promised him.
Nice.
The whole, viewing in New York, and I paid for everyone's popcorn and soda.
Sweet.
And I said, I just want people to like me more. That's all I do.
I'll pay for anything.
Just like me.
Well, there's nothing better in the whole world or sexier than a hot chick with low self-esteem. So keep doing what you're doing, Olivia. Come back and see us anytime.
Thank you for having me.
What?
I miss Olivia.
She just left like 30 seconds ago.
I miss her. But
I'm with you, LaQuisha.
God damn. No,
I love you too, LaQuisha, in a completely different way.
I don't want you to love me. I just want you to shut up, see?
LaQuisha joins us on Fridays to review the previous night's Jersey Shore. It is back for a fourth season. This was what? Episode number two. How's it going, LaQuisha?
Episode number two, and we're already into the first fight of the season.
Right.
They are just raising the bar over there at Jersey Shore. They're giving us what we want.
At the end of season one, they started fighting, and then it said to be continued, right?
End of episode one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And they were going at it, Sammy and J-Wow getting into it, just like they did in Miami. And they're fighting again. And I think even the people on the show were surprised that things are heating up this quickly.
Sam and Dean are going at it. Then Jenny gets involved. It's like f***ing ding, 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 round two.
Jenny, come here. Come here.
Stop. All I know is somebody ended up with a fistful of hair in their hand. And I'm assuming it's extensions.
Of course.
Because it's Jersey Shore, and also because no one was really seen to be screaming or yelling or bleeding so much, so I'm guessing it was extensions.
LaQuisha, I'm having a hard time identifying what the fight's about most of the time. It just seems like they start yelling, and then...
Well, usually it's a you're an effing whore, and you're an effing slut, and you're a bitch, and you're the biggest effing bitch slut whore, and you're a bigger whore slut effing bitch.
Okay.
And then they fight each other.
All right.
That's what it comes down
Good
to.
Enough.
But it's all about the fact that last season, Ronnie was screwing around on Sammy, and the girls wrote a letter to tell her that.
Right.
And she felt betrayed by the letter for some reason, and not because her boyfriend had his tongue down the throats of several different women. And so they haven't gotten along since then. And Sammy just feels alone in the house, disconnected from the other three girls.
I don't like J-Wow. I'm not a fan of Snooki. Who knows who this new girl is? It was like me against the three trash bags in the house. That's how I felt like.
Yeah, her against the three trash bags. But they're not really like trash bags because trash bags have a purpose and are useful.
Right.
And you can close a trash bag.
And throw it out.
That's you can't get rid of these three women.
Yeah.
Now, Situation feels like it's his duty to step in and try to help Sammy and Ronnie ingratiate themselves back into the fold with everybody at the house.
I mean, if anybody could help these two crazy individuals, it'd be Sitch. And I tried. But it backfired.
Yeah, they said we don't want your help, really.
I love it when he refers to himself as Sitch.
He thinks he is really sort of the grand poobah of the house. That he is the father figure.
Sure.
He's trying to get everybody just to get along.
That's what he's known for.
He's sort of a dope. He's an idiot, turns out.
Yeah.
As are the other guys in the house, Vinny and Paulie, they got into a very philosophical conversation about what a boob is made out of.
What?
They don't seem to know what boobs are made out of. So they had to ask Dina, the new girl, her opinion.
Yeah. New girl, what's in a real boob?
I don't know, like fat.
Fat tissue or milk?
I think it's like fat tissue. No, you only get milk in it if you're like pregnant, I think.
Yeah, I'm so glad to see they have a firm grasp on the human body.
Did they think that all breasts are made up of milk?
Yes, they did.
Really?
These people could get someone pregnant.
Oh, my God.
That's what you have to worry about. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but since the show went off the air last season, I missed T-shirt time. Did you miss T-shirt time?
T-shirt time is important.
Oh, T-shirt time is so important. That's why I was so happy last night to hear this.
It's T-shirt time. T-shirt time. Yo, everybody, it's T-shirt time. I made a rap.
Really, Vinny?
It's hard being this cool, you know?
It is.
I imagine.
Hard to be that cool.
Sure.
He made a wrap-up out of T-shirt time.
That wasn't a wrap.
It was a wrap.
It wasn't a wrap.
He's like a brother. He has such gifts.
He just has that flow.
Shut up, Benny, with your waxed eyebrows. So, believe it or not, these people all get together, and they went out to a nightclub to get drunk.
What?
Yes. And while they're out there, Snooki, for some reason, gets drunk. I know, shock. And then there are some plants in the club where they are, and they find her hiding in the plants. And no one really knows why she's hiding in a bush.
What are you doing in the bush?
I'm hiding. Honestly, like, who hides in a bush? Only me. I will pee in a bush, I will poop in a bush, and I will hide in a bush. I do that. I don't even know what's wrong with me.
Well, let me help you out, Snooki.
Oh, what a lovely, lovely young
you
lady.
You don't know what's wrong with you. You are an alcoholic pig doll.
That's about it.
You are grossly overweight and grossly under tall. You have the morals of a one-eyed alley cat with hemorrhoids. That's what's wrong with you.
It is weird to hear her. She does sound like someone who's barely human, like someone who would be more comfortable living outside than in a house.
Well, she poop in a bush. She won't do anything in a bush.
That's an odd statement.
Do anything with her bush, too, I'm sure. Now, here's how I know that the Jersey Shore people are truly losers.
All right.
They go out to a nightclub, and as, you know, happens every episode, they bring a girl home. So it's the situation, and it's Vinny. And here's how they come home.
We got one chick, and we got two dudes. And now we got to choose. But me and Vinny always seem to navigate our way through bad situations to good situations.
Yeah.
Wobbly H?
Don't tell me how much of a stud you are. When you are one of the hottest shows on television, you go to a nightclub full of drunk, stupid women, and the two of you can only bring home one woman.
That's true.
Good point.
What a failure you are in the sex department if you can't be the hottest TV star on MTV and bring home two women.
And
you
by the way,
share one girl?
You're right, LaQuisha, and let's remember, this is in New Jersey, too.
It would be like me going down to Compton and not being able to get a haircut.
Right, exactly.
But you know, I'm the queen of the hair salon.
Right, of course.
They don't understand. Now, Vinny and Situation bring home this girl, and the Situation thinks there's going to be some three-way action with them. So he's all primping in the mirror. Meanwhile, Vinny takes the girl into another room and locks the door on the Situation.
Oh.
He is not pleased about this.
Who is it?
It's a situation. The situation needs to situate itself. He actually locked the door, and he did get a little selfish. You know, we could have shot drawers.
They leave the open.
You know, rock, paper, scissors.
Yes, instead of you using your hand for something else other than rock, paper, scissors.
Wow.
Situation? Situation is locked out.
And drunk, and he
and
sure
drunk.
Likes to use the word situation,
and
doesn't he?
And talk about himself in the third person.
Sure, yeah, does that a lot.
Great.
Well, the next day it's Sunday. You know what that means? Sunday dinner time. They all get together and they have a big dinner, and there's some arguments going on about how to prepare the steak.
Are you supposed to marinate filet?
What's filet?
Filet mignon.
Okay.
No, come on.
There you go.
Okay, that's all there you it need is. To know right there. No.
Filet mignon.
That's all you need to know about these people.
Oh, good night, everybody.
Oh, I love it so much.
Then MTV shows us that, you know, it's time for them to get up on Monday morning and go back to the place where they work.
After dinner, we all got to head to the T-shirt shop. We're going to be working there again, and we all got to get our schedules.
Okay, hold on. I know the premise is the first season, they all worked at a T-shirt shop on the boardwalk. But don't MTV think we know that now they're making $20,000 a personal appearance in Las Vegas? They don't need to work at some cheap-ass T-shirt shop on the boardwalk.
Yeah, that is weird.
They're all rich now. Rich beyond what they ever should possibly deserve. They have tons of money. They want us to believe they have to go to work during the summer at a T-shirt shop just to make ends meet. They walk into the T-shirt shop, and behind them you can see Jersey Shore, I Love Snooki T-shirts behind them. Oh. We're not idiots, MTV. They don't need to work there. And stop acting like when they walk walk into these nightclubs that everybody don't know who they are and wants to hang out with them. Like, they're just friends being together.
Sure.
They're TV stars.
Yeah.
Shut up, MTV. Well, at the end of the episode, I know this will come as a surprise, but Sammy and Ronnie are not getting along.
Oh, what?
And they are fighting with each other.
Let me talk. You just talk. Now it's my turn to talk, okay?
Don't talk to me like that.
Okay, so then I won't talk to you at all.
Don't talk to me.
How about that?
I definitely don't deserve to be talked to the way you're talking to me right now.
Well, you asked me for a question, I got your answer. If you don't like the answer, don't ask the question.
How could I love a guy that disrespects me so much?
Because you're a stupid whore. And never before has so many people used so many words talking about not talking. All they talked about was how they ain't going to talk to each other, and all they were doing was talking about not talking.
And they wouldn't stop talking about
that. That's all they say. I'm not talking to you. Well, don't talk to me. All right, I'm not going to talk to you. Then. Good. I don't want you to talk to me. Well, you talk to me. I don't need to be talked to that way. I'm not even talking to you. Why are you talking to me?
LaQuisha, it's sounding like you're turning on Jersey Shore. Like,
no.
You're not enjoying it anymore.
I am enjoying it, but I also want to call in an airstrike and bomb the house where they live.
Do you have that ability?
I think I got some friends.
All right.
That is the episode that I would like to see.
Now, you know.
That's right. That's you can make anything
I'm
happen.
I'm like one phone call.
All right, LaQuisha. Next Friday, we'll do it again, all right?
Actually, I'll talk to you on Tuesday because there's a special Monday edition next week.
Oh, no kidding.
And then there's another episode on Thursday. So you get two times, LaQuisha.
It's
wow,
a bonus
we're
week.
So lucky.
Fantastic. Thank you, LaQuisha.
Bye now. Bye.
The one and only host of the Red Zone DirecTV channel, Andrew Siciliano, joins us coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Ralph is here for the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's happening?
Oh, it's the greatest Celebrity Apprentice of all time.
Really?
Really?
Bar none. They've just released the cast list for Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice over there on NBC.
A lot of times the word celebrity has to be used in air quotes.
This has those.
All right.
And then it has some real celebrities and then some question marks and some great, great gets.
All right.
I think NBC, by the way, smartly is going back to the Celebrity Apprentice format since the regular Apprentice format, nobody cared.
Yeah.
And nobody watched. So they got to bring the celebs back into the fold. Here is your list of the 2011 Celebrity Apprentice cast. Meatloaf! That's what I'm talking about.
The loaf! Return
you had
the
me
loaf.
At Meatloaf.
Meatloaf? Meatloaf?
God, I love the loaf. David Cassidy? David
Cassidy? Wow. No kidding.
David Cassidy?
Wow.
David Cassidy. He's going to sober up long enough to go on Celebrity Apprentice.
Are you sure?
I hope someone's driving him there. Dionne Warwick. Legendary soul singer from the 60s, Dionne Warwick. Legendary pothead, too, if I recall correctly. LaToya Jackson.
Oh, she's all kinds of crazy.
Real Housewives of Atlanta's NeNe Leakes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
NeNe? Nene? Nene?
Nene? Nene?
I think it is Nene.
A Nene.
She's
awesome.
You'd
be so excited about the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
She's a crazy bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. Why.
Jose Canseco.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, fantastic. All right.
Jacking the cover off the ball. Survivor 1 winner Richard Hatch.
Wow. Oh, wow.
They're reaching really? Back into the Richard Hatch pile.
Wow.
Yeah. You know Richard Hatch from the original Battlestar Galactica sitting around saying, really? Really? That Richard Hatch over me, Richard Hatch? Lil Jon will be on the show.
Yes!
Yeah.
Country singer John Rich of Big and Rich.
No.
Boo.
Hope that he does that Fight for Your Right to Party remake. That
yeah, that's really good.
Mark McGrath! Sugar Ray is going to be there on the list.
What a list.
Playboy Playmate Hope Dvorak will be there.
I don't know who she is, but she's probably hot.
They always have one of those.
Probably. I think it's a safe bet to say if she's a Playboy Playmate.
She a playmate?
She's probably
yeah.
hot. Marlee Matlin will be on the show.
No way. Oh,
yes.
No way.
Fantastic.
How will that sound, Lisa?
Does Marlee have a comment?
I know. Ekayed.
Come on.
It always sounds like she's got peanut butter stuck to the roof of her mouth.
And Down syndrome.
Yes.
That's about right.
Lisa Rinna.
I think you nail it.
Lisa Rinna, soap star and lip dog. Yep. Lisa Rinna. Nikki Taylor, model Nikki Taylor is going to be on the show.
There's a lot bigger names than they usually have. I mean, usually they have two or three that you're interested in, and the rest you're just kind of filling it out. But this is a great list, Ralph.
Star Jones.
No.
Star
no.
Jones will be part of the Celebrity Apprentice.
She'll be first off.
But I'm saving the best for last, and I've got a name here that will make you, I guarantee you, watch every week. You will not miss an episode this season of Celebrity Apprentice.
Who's effed up enough that's Lindsay Lohan?
No.
Oh.
No.
Dame Judi Dench.
Dame Judi Dench. Yes, exactly, Mike. You read my mind.
Guy or girl?
Guy.
Guy.
Hold on.
Music, TV, movies?
Movies and TV.
Okay.
How many words?
Actor.
How many words? It's a name.
No,
it's
we're playing the game. Sounds like.
Jack Nicholson.
I got it.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Jack Nicholson and Casey and the Sunshine Band. They're all on Celebrity Apprentice.
Hervé Villechaize.
No, he's dead.
He's dead. I don't know who.
Gary Mother Effin' Busey. That's all you need to know. If you enjoyed his work in Celebrity Rehab, you will enjoy him even more so on Celebrity Apprentice. Imagine him as project manager on any task having to tell people what to do.
He equals crazy.
Beyond
crazy.
That's fantastic.
When does that start?
He is a loon of mythic proportions, and it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. First of all, someone telling him what to do, trying to tell him what to do, and then him trying to organize a group of people
any
and get a
job
done.
Any kind of communication, either way.
It's going to be magic. I'm telling you. Freaking magic. Could not be more excited.
That's great.
Good on you, Mark Burnett and Donald Trump. Good batch this year.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding.
Today's celebrity birthday is 60 Minutes commentator.
Wow, this is a rough one.
60 Minutes commentator Andy Rooney is 92 years old today.
You can't even make fun of him because he could have read that clearly.
Action star Carl Weathers is 63. Steven Soderbergh, director, producer, writer, 48 years old today. Emily Watson turns 44. Zach Wilde, legendary guitarist, 44 as well. LL Cool J is 43. Jason Bateman turns 42 years old today, as our buddy Dave Grohl does of Foo Fighters, also 42. Caleb Followill from Kings of Leon is 29. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Kevin Smith joins us in studio next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Warming up for him today is our friend Andrew Siciliano, the host of The Red Zone on DirecTV, which sadly is in mothballs right now for a few months. Yeah. I guess there's no challenge in you getting on and doing one game at a time.
it's too easy
for a guy like you.
Can I back up and say, A, good morning, and B, I hate
you
guys.
And why?
Why do you hate us? What?
Because.
I thought we were buds.
No. Let me explain. So I see your tweet last night, Bean.
Oh.
No, we'll get to that later.
Don't follow Bean's tweets.
No, I follow Bean on Twitter
because he
shamed me into following him so he could direct message me like a year ago. And I'm glad we follow each other. It's a good little online relationship
that doesn't
involve photos or videos or texting. And you said last night that Olivia Munn's going to be on, right?
Yes.
Right. So I wake up this morning, and I hear that she's on.
She was on, yeah.
And I went, okay.
An hour ago.
Right.
Right.
So I'm going to miss her.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to wear anything nice.
Right.
Because I'm in love with her.
Sure.
So
of course. Who is everyone it? Is.
I'm going to go straight to the gym. I could look like a bum, which is I'm wearing a Syracuse long sleeve gym. I'm going to go to the gym and work out.
You look
right?
like you're going to go to the gym.
Because
it's just guys.
I'm
right?
a bum.
Okay.
I walk in, she's in the office.
Oh, and that's our fault.
Yeah.
That's our fault.
Yes. If I had known.
Because you're not looking good.
I'm saying if I had known. So thank you.
By the way, she's very single. You should chat with her at least.
We did briefly, and then she left.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
she probably thought. That guy looks like he's going to the gym.
Probably.
Anyway, he's big.
So be it.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Back to good morning. How are we?
We're doing great. It's great to see you. Yes, football. Very, very exciting. I mean, three of those games last week were great. But, man, NFL playoff football, there's nothing in the whole world like it. And there's so many great storylines going on. And what an exciting weekend ahead. Which game of the four, we'll let you start. Which game of the four are you most excited about seeing personally?
Hands down, the Jets and the Patriots.
Why? That's the one that seems like the biggest blowout.
But they hate each other.
Yes.
Well, the Ravens and Steelers hate each other as well. And they might actually have crowbars and just beat the snot out of each other.
Okay.
But the Jets and the Patriots despise each other.
But
did
the Jets have a chance?
No, they have none.
Okay.
I mean, maybe
early.
Well,
then that's going to suck.
All right, here are the stats on Mark Sanchez, who I love, and I wish Mark Sanchez the best, right?
Yeah,
Mark
Sanchez, we say that, by the way. Last week, we were talking about how Seattle had zero chance.
Hey,
and then they won.
Right.
It's crazy.
They won.
Yeah.
All right, so Mark Sanchez, two career games at home against New England. He's 2-0. He has four touchdowns, no INTs.
Okay.
In two career games at New England, which is where they are this weekend.
Yes.
One touchdown, seven INTs. They've been outscored 76-17, and they're 0-2. So
what's the line?
Him the best. The line is, hold on, I have it.
Oh, it's
the
a
line,
million. Is it at a million?
Is it a million points?
The line is 10.
10
the
at
line
home.
Is, no,
ten
it's 9.
Points.
I'm sorry, it's 9.
9.
And that is the last game of the weekend.
Yeah.
Was there any truth to the trash talking that I heard reported that one of the players on the Jets, I don't remember which guy it was saying that Tom Brady is always pointing over at him whenever he does something on the field, always pointing over at the Jets on the sidelines and like mocking them when they play?
Right.
Did you hear about that,
it's
Andrew?
Antonio Cromartie, who if you don't remember, go back to the Hard Knocks thing on HBO this summer.
Right.
He's
one of the kids he can't name.
right?
Right. He couldn't name his kids and then blamed HBO for setting him up.
Sure.
All right. He's the guy that when the Chargers traded him to the Jets had to give him an advance on his multi-million dollar contract to pay off his baby's mamas.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Other than that, nice dude. No, sure. He's a nice dude.
Got called last Tom week, Brady. But go ahead.
Can I say the A or the A? You can.
Yes.
What can we say here?
You can say that.
You
sure.
can say that.
You say it. I don't want to say it.
He's an asshole.
Yeah, okay, that's what he called him. He said Tom Brady was that. Because when right. they beat him 45-3 a couple of weeks ago on Monday Night Football, Brady, after one of the touchdowns, he wasn't pointing at the Jets sideline, but he was doing the fist pump in the general direction of the Jets sideline.
So on.
Tom
that
Brady
seems
is the Giselle pretty boy, goofy shirt,
it's
long
easy
hair
to hate
wearing.
Him.
So they hate him.
Sure, of course.
And the rules protect him, and no one touches him, and he's a dork. I mean, he is a certifiable dork who got the hot chick and never loses, and he taunted the Jets sideline, so he called him that, and then he wouldn't back down from it either. So the Patriots got their revenge yesterday.
How'd they do that?
You know the whole Rex Ryan foot fetish.
Foot fetish,
there,
right?
Catch me up on the foot right. fetish. I know that there was some video of his wife.
Okay, so Rex Ryan is the big... Can we say fat? He's
fat.
Portly. He's a... And he jokes about it. He had lap band surgery, but he's a large, fat man.
He needs
and he's
to have...
super, super mouthy, too.
He's mouthy beyond belief.
He needs to have lap band surgery once a month.
He makes it personal. Last week, he didn't beat the Colts. He beat Peyton Manning.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. This week, he's not playing the Patriots. He's beating Bill Belichick.
Right.
He runs his mouth all day long.
Right.
So about a month ago, the Post and the Daily News in New York had a huge field day because these videos showed up online. I think Deadspin had them. I think they have everything. Clearly his wife. Now, it's nothing ridiculously obscene, but these are foot fetish videos on fetish sites.
Okay.
Her hanging her feet out of a window, her in a hotel room massaging her feet, and evidently she had posted them for a while. The address listed was their former town in Maryland when he coached with the Ravens. It's pretty obvious.
Okay.
And in one or two of them, you can hear what sounds like the unmistakable voice of Jets head coach Rex Ryan in the background, narrating and holding the camera.
Talking about how hot her feet are?
Exactly.
Look at those feet.
So oh when God. They drop it on him at a press conference a month ago, instead of saying, no, not me, well, me, he says, that's personal. Which means
it's absolutely true.
So after Antonio Cromartie goes after Tom Brady this week, Wes Welker, the little dude, number 83, the wide receiver, 5'9", 180 pounds.
Quick.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's quick. Little white guy overachiever, classic
yeah.
cliche.
Yeah.
He stands up there yesterday, and without getting cued, without getting asked about Rex Ryan, he gets asked maybe 10 or 12 questions randomly about the Jets, and in every single one of them, listen to what he does.
Everybody's putting their best foot forward, and you can't just stick your toe in the water. You got your foot up in the air, and want to go out there and just put your best foot forward. Harry's got great feet. We've had some younger players really step up this year, and, you know, he's good feet. He's another guy with great feet. You know, you're putting your best foot forward out there, and make it happen. Just us going out there and being good little foot soldiers, you definitely have to be on your toes.
Awesome.
And he's got his hat pulled over his eyes. You never see his eyes. He never cracks a smile. Deadpan delivery. And the media sitting there going, is he really?
Were they laughing in the room?
No, because no one knew. They thought, like, after a couple of
after
them,
a
you
couple
said,
you
wait
have
a minute,
to know.
You've
yeah.
got to know. And then
yeah.
when he got to 10 or 12,
yeah.
right, he found a way for every question
that's
to
fantastic.
Work it in. And then he walked off the podium.
I love that.
That's why I love that game.
The by the way, how about Andrew bringing in his own clips? You got to love
I
a guest.
I like that.
Can you tell him?
That's phenomenal. But it's so funny. It's so funny that he got away with that because I get the impression this year, and this year seems different for the Patriots for me, is that their policy is we don't respond to any of those
they
hate things
do.
That other teams say.
Never
we just we speak on the field. That's where we. That's our response is we're going to beat you. And I wonder if this was the players' way of kind of getting out from under the coach, telling them they're not allowed to you know to make personal remarks or something like that and still get
well,
the point across.
It's impossible to know whether he meant it or not, but
oh,
clearly
No.
I'm
no,
saying,
no.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It, yeah.
I didn't mean it that
way. He could deny it.
I'm saying that he meant it that way.
Right.
It's impossible to prove that he meant it that way. So he could always say, oh, I didn't.
What are you talking about? I don't go online.
I'm just answering questions.
What videos?
I don't know anything about the video.
Are you kidding me? I have five kids. I can't watch that stuff online.
That is brilliant.
Who do you think I am?
That's the voice of Andrew Siciliano here on the Kevin and Bean Show. All right, so you're picking New England to win that game. We have to take a break. Yes. By a lot?
Big.
Okay, big.
Kill him.
When we come back, we'll talk about the other three games. NFL semifinal playoff weekend is in full effect. Andrew's our guest. We'll return after this on the Kevin.
Hey.
Hey, needs a hey.
106.7 K-Rock KRQ. It is 825.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin Bean Show on a Friday. Andrew Siciliano is our guest in studio. By the way, minutes away from Dave Duchovny. I don't know if you watched the Californication,
I
Andrew.
Do. I saw the first one again.
But he's going to be joining us about 10
I
minutes or so.
I love West Side misogynism. I love it. It's fantastic.
Andrew is here, of course, because he knows all things football as the host of the Red Zone Direct TV channel.
I'm sorry.
Misogyny? You can also see him on FSN, but we're breaking down this weekend's playoff games.
Well, there's two on Saturday. And two on Sunday.
You got the Ravens and Steelers on Saturday. That's the early game. Okay. And then the Packers and Falcons. Right, that's 1:30. Then 5 Pacific. O'clock.
Okay.
Packers I'm having trouble Falcons. Getting enthusiasm for the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game. Is that going to be good? I don't know, because I just don't care about that division.
They really hate each other. And not like Jets-Patriots, like trash talk hate each other. These guys will physically try to maim each other. If that's what you're looking for, if you're looking for like a
isn't that
MMA
Ray Lewis
kind
every,
of football
every week?
Game, well, let's not dig up the past, shall we? But yes, it is. Okay. It's the Ravens and Steelers, and they split. I mean, the home team won each game. This one's in Pittsburgh. I think the last seven games have been decided by a field goal. They're always close.
Evenly matched or play evenly on that
they
day.
They beat the snot out of each other. There'll probably be snow. It'll look good on TV. There'll be mud. Ben Roethlisberger's going to get a nose broken. Someone's going to bring a crowbar.
All right.
I think it's a good game.
Right,
it'll be a low-scoring game in all likelihood.
Sure.
But it'll be a good game.
9-7 games are a lot of fun, Andrew. Who wins that one?
I like the Steelers. They're at home. I'm going to take... Look, the home teams last week didn't do anything. The only home team that won was Bean.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But I like the home teams this week.
The other game Saturday is Green Bay versus Atlanta. It seems like the Packers, and especially their quarterback, are just hot at all the right time this season. And Atlanta, of course, has just been amazing. I mean, that looks like a marquee matchup.
All right. This one I lied. I'm going to take the road team here. I like
you
the
are.
Packers.
You're
going to
take
like
Packers.
The Packers. They're the sixth seed, which is amazing, because you could look at either conference and say the 5 or 6 seed, even though the Saints are gone, the AFC is already screwed up. They could win the entire thing. The Packers are the 6th seed. They won last week. Here's what I think happens. I think they win, and I'm sorry, Bean, I think the Bears beat the Seahawks, which means you would have the oldest rivalry in the NFL next week in Chicago, Bears-Packers for the third time for the NFC Championship.
That'd be good.
Game.
I like that.
It's hard to argue with that. Bears-Packers
like that.
Is always a great matchup, that's for sure. What about Green Bay versus Atlanta, though? Why do you think Green Bay wins this?
I just think they're hot. If they had been healthy,
at the right time.
They're peaking at the right time. That's a good sports cliche.
Thank you.
It's a fantastic one. If they had been healthy the entire year, they might be the class of the NFC. But they're not.
Didn't Atlanta only lose like 2 games or something this year?
Yeah, they did. That's it. And they're good. And they don't lose at home. And Matt Ryan, the quarterback, in 3 years never loses at home. It never, ever, ever happens. So
you're picking it to happen.
Well, Green Bay won last week. Atlanta had the bye. Some teams, even though it's a much-deserved and well-earned playoff bye, come in a little bit cold. Atlanta, the building's going to be loud, but it's not like Lambeau. It's not like Soldier Field. Again, it's loud, but it's not an intimidating place to play.
Right.
For a team that never loses at home, I know this sounds absurd, but it's not an intimidating place to play. Atlanta has... And Ralph's going to come in here and scream at me. I'm not going to rip Philly. Atlanta has bad sports fans. They're indifferent.
Okay.
Unless the Heat come to town, the Hawks that have a playoff team are
that's true.
65% empty. The Braves make the playoffs. They don't sell out. They don't. Now, they're behind this team, but that just speaks to the overall aura of the town. It's going to be loud, but it's not going to be unbearable. I think Green Bay
it's not going to be crazy like it would be at Soldier Field.
Not
right?
going to be nuts. No.
All right, let's go to Chicago for the fourth and final game of the weekend. And, of course, I would hope that there are people who are willing to give the Seahawks a little bit more credit than they might ordinarily have because of how well they played last week against New Orleans. But everybody is still picking Chicago, and I think Chicago is still favored by what, 9 or 10?
By 10. Here's my favorite stat about the Seahawks. Right, so they went in at 7-9, right? They won that Sunday night game, 7-9.
Yeah.
Only team to ever make it in with a sub-500 record.
Right.
For them to finish with a record above 500... they'd have to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Think about that.
Right.
If they make it to the Super Bowl and lose, they will finish 10-10. They'll finish 10-10.
I don't think Seattle can put 2 games together like that.
No, they can't.
That's my thing.
And you know what?
They can't play that well back-to-back.
All the credit to Pete Carroll, who I don't know how the hell he did it, but he found a way for that team to win. And you know the opposite of Atlanta. That building in Seattle, that building is the reason they won.
Oh, yeah. It's built for sound.
They had an earthquake. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know
they
that.
Literally, they caused an earthquake with all the stomping after the Marshawn Lynch run.
When Marshawn Lynch went, 67 yards and threw Tracy Porter 15 feet like it was a bad video game?
He dragged 27 of the other players with
him. Exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It showed up on seismographs, Kevin.
Yeah. Showed up on seismographs.
It did, really?
It did. Yes. It actually showed up on seismographs.
You got a lot of fat fans up there in Seattle.
That is true. That is also true.
Dead ringer for the late, great, old, dirty bastard. Remember him? The ODB and Marshawn Lynch have never been in the same room at the same time.
Interesting.
Oh, not one day. You give him one. Yeah, I like the Bears. The Bears can't lose this. Look, the only way the Bears lose this game is if Jay Cutler, who's still dating Kristen Cavallari, by the way.
Right. Okay.
If he just blows up. He hasn't been in a playoff game since high school. He didn't do anything at Vanderbilt.
Is that right?
They never made the playoffs in Denver. He sucked last year.
So he's an unproven quarterback when
he's
he gets
an
to this level.
Playoff
so advantage Hasselbeck, though, is a guy who's been
Hasselbeck
to the Super Bowl, right?
Exactly.
But he's got a broken wrist.
He's got
a
broken
hip that needs to be replaced.
The guy's going to be out there with a walker.
He really is. Can you play in a wheelchair as quarterback?
You probably can.
I don't think so.
Listen, they're going to win, but I think it's closer than people think.
Your picks are Pittsburgh, Green Bay, Chicago, and New England.
But I would take the Seahawks with the number, but I don't gamble. Hypothetically,
sure, of course.
If you know somebody or if you have some kind of online account that isn't Rex Ryan's feet video, then yeah, that kind of
Andrew
thing.
Siciliano, of course, host of the Red Zone DirecTV, which is gone for a few months, but you can catch him. You're on TV tomorrow on FSN. What are you doing tomorrow?
FSN, a show called The Final Score. All your exciting highlights. I get to wear makeup, stare at a camera, you know, that kind of thing.
We know how much you love that.
Oh, I love it. Well, the makeup part or the camera part?
Oh, the makeup.
Both.
It's always great to have you on the show, and I do hope you follow through now that you and Olivia Munn have met. I do hope you make that happen.
Alex needs to make that happen. Can I leave you with one bit of funniness?
Sure. Sure.
So,
what do you got?
NFL Network yesterday did a blooper reel. You know our friend Joe Theismann, right?
Sure.
Redskins quarterback?
Sure.
Great
mm-hmm.
TV broadcaster?
Sure.
He was breaking down the Patriots offense, how difficult it is to stop. And he let this slip.
I just think it's so difficult because what you wind up with is you can do what you want with your corners against New England, but you still have Gronkowski and Hernandez to deal with at the tight end position. And don't forget Danny Woodcock out of the backfield.
Is that Deion Sanders?
That is Deion Sanders rolling around on the floor.
His name is
TK.
Because his name is Woodhead.
His name is Woodhead.
Which is not that much better, by the way.
Listen to those guys. That's awesome.
In an unrelated story, I went to high school. No, college with a guy named Dave Coxhead.
All right.
C-O-X-H-E-A-D.
But that's what his name really was.
And he had a sister, too, but don't get into that.
Okay.
Thanks, Andrew.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hey, party people, thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, Kevin Smith coming up next hour, and I guess we've gotten word that his little friend Jason Mewes is going to be joining.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's a Jay and Silent Bob appearance on the Kevin and Bean Show. That is on the way in about a half an hour. And I guess we're moments away from talking to our friend Dave Duchovny as well.
You know what's funny about that is that I took Kevin Smith to a hockey game.
Oh, you did that?
Yes.
Okay.
And he said, hey, can I bring Jason Mewes with me? And I was like, sure, go ahead. But then I thought, oh, I need to get there early because how sucky would it be for Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes to just be standing around waiting?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because I had their tickets, so I thought...
Did I just hear these words come out of Kevin's mouth? I need to get there early?
Yes.
You did.
Yeah. Because I was thinking, you know, Jay and Silent Bob standing around, well, that's got to be a nightmare for those guys, right?
Yeah.
Everybody would come up and talk to them.
Of course, yeah.
So I got there at like 10 after. The game didn't start till the bottom of the hour. And he had already been there. They were wandering around the stadium looking for me. And I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. He said, it's really a kind of a surreal thing to have to be walking around with him.
Of course it is.
Super
yeah.
bizarre.
Very funny. All right. They're trying to get Dave Duchovny on the phone. Let me see. Dave just hung up on producer Alex. They're redialing, so we'll get that in a second. Dave, of course, is the star of Californication, which is back on Showtime Sunday nights. It's in season 4 already. And I think we have a clip before we go to Dave on the phone.
Well, yeah, this is what happens. He's a moody writer named Hank Moody. No joke intended. And he has a lot of troubles at home. But every hot woman in the world wants to have sex with him. So there's this super... He just got out of jail. It's a long story. He had sex with a 16-year-old. He didn't know she was 16. And then he wrote a book about it, and then she stole it. Now it came out that he had sex with her, and he's trying to get together with his ex-wife, blah, blah, blah. But so he's laying down in a hotel after getting out of jail, and this super hot unbelievably hot girl comes and sits down next to him.
I'm not going to sleep with you.
All right. You're not really my type anyway.
Really?
Yeah, I like them older. Uh-huh. And handicapped. Excuse me, handicapable.
Well, now I'm definitely for sure not going to sleep with you.
So what do you think happened?
Well, of course they're sleeping together.
She slept with them. Yeah,
of course they did.
Yeah.
By the way, let's say hello to our old friend Dave Duchovny back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, David, how are you, man?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much for talking to us. You know, we always love catching up with you, Hank Moody, your character on Californication.
That's
his MO in 5 seconds. You just heard it. The hottest chick in the world sits down, says, I'm not going to sleep with you. And then he says to her, you're not my type anyway.
Right.
How cool is that?
And then they end up in bed.
Yeah, well, it's the wish fulfillment fantasy of all writers, basically.
Yeah, it is, actually. But you know what?
What people don't realize about Hank is he's always trying to say no, always. It never works out.
He is right. And he's miserable. He just wants to be back with his ex-wife and his daughter.
He would do anything to not have sex with a beautiful woman.
That's correct.
It doesn't work out for him.
And yet he doesn't have that choice.
No, it just doesn't work out. It's just cross the bear.
That's the bizarre part of the character.
Now, I have watched, because of my affection for you and your work, Dave, I have watched every episode of Californication. I enjoy it most of the time.
Yeah.
But, but when?
Hey, that's okay.
Has it ever come out that Hank Moody is, in fact, a sex addict and just is addicted to the adrenaline, whatever it is, of every new conquest? Or is it something not as deep as that with him?
No, I mean, It's essentially a comedy, and we try not to get into any kind of deep psychological labeling. So it's in the tradition long tradition, I'd say, of sex farces, or even in the kinds of movies in the 70s when this kind of talk wasn't even that necessary about when making a comedy about something like this.
Yeah, you didn't even have to address the motives. You just accepted it for, hey, this is fun and funny, right?
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
As I said, there's a long tradition of sex being a good motor for some comedy.
Here's my favorite part about the show, though, is that Hank doesn't want it. He just wants his ex-wife.
Yes.
And he has no choice. Just these hot women. he ends up with them, and then it just makes his life worse. And the underlying theme is, look, this guy has everything that most guys think would make them happy, and he's miserable.
And he's miserable, right.
And I always think, yeah, but I'd like to try that once. You know, like, I don't think I would be miserable. I probably would, but I don't think I would be miserable. It's hard to buy that somebody who's having sex with supermodels like that, you know, like your character, is miserable.
Well, when I first sat down with Tom Kapanos, who's the writer and creator of the show, to maybe do the pilot, the first show, to do the series, I said, well, what is it about? It can't be about just the guy going from woman to woman, because that's I don't like the guy, and I don't know if I like the show. And he said it's really about the true love that he has with this first woman. It's like, what if you got it right the first time, but somehow you were too young or something and you screwed it up? How do you get back? How do you make what's right to be right again? And that's part of the show. And I think that's why ultimately it works, not because it's got pretty women or some this kind of stuff, because the center of the show is this love relationship between a man and a woman and their family.
And your character's inability to make it happen. You just so flawed, can't get it together. And the woman that plays your wife, what's her name? I'm sorry, Natasha?
Natasha McElhone.
Great.
She's fantastic.
Madeline Martin, who plays Becca, is great.
Yeah.
Especially in this last episode when she was wrecking her computer and, you know, destroying your picture and stuff. I mean, that's really, really heartfelt emotion.
There's a lot of drama. And you're absolutely right, Dave. When you talk about that's the center of the show is the affection he has for his family and how he's trying to get back to that. Because you wouldn't want to play a character that we didn't root for, that we didn't like. And we wouldn't want to watch a character like that if it was just all evil. If there wasn't something that, you know, would make us really want the guy to pull through. And that's what's fascinating about the show.
Well, that was my, you know, as I said, that was my original trepidation about doing it. And then Kapanos, Tom, was always on it with that's what the show was going to be about. You know, it was going to have this sentimental thread running through it. So it wasn't just you know, just kind of nasty.
So exactly. Yeah. So what happens, for those of you that haven't seen it, is he sleeps with a 16-year-old. He doesn't know she's 16. He writes a book. She steals the book. And then he's going to court. Now, at the end of the first episode of season four, this happens. He walks up to the lawyer. He's on the court steps, and he was like, I guess we're going to be tried for what? Beating the guy up? Assault?
I took a swing at a cop when I was trying to apologize to my wife. The cops start to pull me away, and of course I take a swing at one of them, which is what Hank Moody does.
So your lawyer tells you that you're getting off for that, but that's only the good news.
Can you get us?
No need. They're dropping the assault charges.
Thank you. That's
the good news.
Hank Moody? Guilty.
Don't say that.
We have a warrant for your arrest.
What now?
The DA's office is doing to drop the assault charges. That's the good news.
What's the bad news?
You're being charged with statutory rape.
Statutory rape. Okay, I hate hearing that. It really ruins my day when somebody says that to me.
Things just got interesting.
It might ruin your day, but it starts a good year of a series.
Yes, it does.
And a hot lawyer, too, by the way.
A super hot lawyer.
Yeah.
Hank's getting with the lawyer. There's no question about that.
It's film or television. The lawyers have to be hot.
That's true. Absolutely.
You're right.
That is true.
Welcome back for season four, by the way, and you're absolutely right. In terms of the possibilities of what the C's are going to be with now these actually very, very serious charges, and we know he's guilty. I mean, yeah, it's going to be really, really interesting to see what happens. We're out of time, David, but, man, I'm glad. This is the beautiful thing about the channels like Showtime where your show's on. Great show stays on the air.
Yeah, we've done our fourth, as you said. It started to air, and we hope to do a couple or a few more, and I'm just enjoying it, and I love the people I work with, and I couldn't be happier about
it. It's one of our favorite shows by far.
And we, again, appreciate you making some time for us, man. It's always great to catch up with you.
Guys,
Thank you, man. See you later.
All right, thanks.
Time for the Showbiz Beat now on the Kevin Devine Show. What you talking about, Ralph Garman?
Couldn't use it yesterday when Willis called
in. Yeah, couldn't we? Todd Bridges called in, couldn't muster that one up.
Todd Bridges surprised us yesterday.
Wanted to save it for me.
None of us thought of that.
Had Willis on the damn phone.
We did.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a look at Celebrity Rehab Roulette, shall we? Shall we play the game?
They love to party. How up can they get? Who's putting down the needle or drying out? It's time for Rehab Roulette.
All right, number bets, please.
Hasselhoff.
Oh, that's even money. You're going to make your money back on that game of roulette. No, this one is A.J. McLean.
Yay!
Love the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, he was good in Die Hard.
No, that's John McLean. That was a different dude. This is the 90s heartthrob from Backstreet Boys. Released a statement to People magazine saying he's checked himself into a treatment clinic because he wants to be healthy for the new year, and he thanks everyone for their support.
Aren't they in the middle of a tour?
Yeah. I think it's just getting underway.
Just starting?
Yeah. How badly does he not want to sing with those other guys in Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, well, maybe that's it.
I will check myself into freaking rehab.
And how pissed are you if you're the other Backstreet Boys? You've been doing nothing for the last 5 years. He couldn't have gone to rehab when they had nothing on the calendar. Now they have gigs.
He was doing drugs then.
Listen, unless you have something to do, you don't realize that you're drunk all the time.
Well, maybe that's it.
If you're sitting around the house and you have no plans and no place to go,
and it doesn't matter.
You just get loaded. It doesn't matter. Then you start showing up places and doing things. You're like, crap, I can't do it because I'm drunk all the time. I didn't even realize. Now I have appointments to keep, and I can't do it.
It's been a while since they've been on tour, right?
Check me in.
Yeah.
So this isn't the first time AJ's sought treatment. He did so in 2001 for depression, anxiety, and booze, and then again in 2002. So he's got... he's got some experience in rehab. That should move things right along. He knows how the game works.
Sure.
He knows how it's played.
What a terrible band, by the way. I mean, it's one thing if it's of the moment and they're a boy band and they're hot and they got little girl fans, but all these years later to trot those crappy songs out, oh, man, I'd drink too.
Nostalgia ain't what it used to be, fellas.
You saying they don't sound good anymore, Bean?
I'm saying they peaked and aged very fast.
Yeah. Sad news, actor John Dye has passed away. This story is just rife with irony.
It is.
John Dye is dead. He was on the series Touched by an Angel.
He played
the role of the Angel of Death on that series.
Okay.
He died from a heart attack in his home in San Francisco on Monday. He was only 47 years old.
Oh, man. Wow.
So I wonder if he was some sort of congenital heart defect or disease or something. That's young to go for a heart attack. So, John Dye is no longer with us, sadly.
I watched a few episodes of that show. It wasn't my cup of tea, but I could see why people tuned in. It was very uplifting and sort of spiritually based, and had
that
hot Irish broad was the right. angel and stuff, and it had good stuff going on. Roma Downey, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mrs. Mark Burnett, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So sad news, John's gone, and Ron Howard's got a new movie in theaters this weekend, The Dilemma. In an interview, he mentioned to a reporter that although he is sort of like the clean-cut all-American boy from the Andy Griffith Show and then from Happy Days, he was sort of known as the perfect teenager.
Right.
He was not a good student. He said he pretty much lied and cheated his way through school.
All right.
When he was a kid, he said...
He is human.
In order to avoid the dreaded book reports that we all had to do when we were in grade school, he didn't want to read the books, didn't want to write the reports, so what he would do was make up a book. He would create a book and a story, give it a title, and then do a book report on that fictional book that he created in his head.
And just trust that the teacher work. Wouldn't
and
try to track it down?
Trust the teacher had never heard of the book and would not do the research to see if such a book existed.
That's awesome.
And he said that the teachers never knew the difference. He would just turn in book reports all the time on books that didn't exist.
I wish I would have thought of that.
How genius is that? That's the kid who doesn't need school.
No yeah. kidding.
He's smarter than school. He doesn't need to be in there. Give him a camera. Let him be a director. Smart dude.
That's funny.
Tom Hanks's son, not the one that's on that show on Fox,
Colin.
His other son, Chester. Chester Hanks.
The lesser known Chester Hanks.
That's right. Eldest son of Tom and Rita Wilson. Wants to be a rapper.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, Chester.
Please.
Oh, Chester.
Yes, please.
He's a 21-year-old theater student at Northwestern University, but he's really trying to get his rap career off the ground. Chester Hanks goes by the rap name of Chet Hayes. You know what? Still doesn't give you any cred. That's the worst rapper name I've ever heard.
I have a clip if you'd like to hear him rapping.
Let me just squeeze in one more joke here before okay. you force that clip on everyone. Chet Hayes sounds like a sidekick to an old singing cowboy from the 30s. It's really not a cool rap. Chester Hanks, I understand you're concerned about your cred as a rapper going by Chester Hanks. When you change it to Chet Hayes, it sounds like you should be opening at the Grand Ole Opry. It doesn't really sound like you're a hardcore rapper.
You're not fixing the problem.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe, right. you know, C-Hank or Kank or Kankles or...
Hank!
Kank! Crunk Hank or something. You know, come up with a name.
Master Kank.
Okay, here's a clip from this song.
All right.
Look at your watch now. You're a super hot female. You got $1 million contract. And you're still waiting for your hot track.
So he's got some work to do.
He's terrible.
Yeah. Chet Hayes. But he spells Hayes, H-A-Z-E.
Oh
yeah!
Oh,
like
purple haze.
Man!
Yeah,
he needs some help right out of the gate.
I'm Chet Hayes, yo.
I think Tom takes him aside and goes, "Look, Chet Hayes, let's work on that."
Really? Maybe.
Are you sold on that,
Chet? Oh, that's a badass name. Chet's gonna pop a cap in your ass. You gotta watch out for Chet. He learned how to shoot in the Eagle Scouts, yo. That's where Chet comes from.
There's never been a Chet that's been really all that intimidating.
No, no badass
weird
Chet.
Weird science. That Chet was
His
badass.
Brother was Chet. His older brother was Chet, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. He was tough.
Chet Atkins. Don't forget him. He was scary.
Yeah.
Who's that? I don't know. He's a guitarist, I think.
All right. Yeah.
Country Western dude. Today's celebrity birthdays, 60 Minutes commentator Andy Rooney celebrates his 92nd birthday.
Dude.
He's 92.
And still working.
Just, really? You call that work? He hasn't been really interesting ever.
I can't stand him. He's, to me...
He's Bean.
He's Bean's idol.
Yes.
He's going to be Bean in you know, 30 years, that's going
to
be him.
You put Bean in a dehydrator and just distill him down to its gummy essence... It would come out as Andy Rooney.
Somehow you could age Bean.
Just if you could spend more time focusing on minutiae that nobody cared about and be more of a blowhard about it, you'd be hard-pressed to come up with
better. Why do I have paper clips on my desk?
I don't clip together papers. I have a stapler for that.
It takes up TV
And who's
time.
Got the stapler remover, by the way? Who thought of that? If I staple something together, I want it to stay together.
you old bastard.
He does spend a lot of time writing strong word letters, too.
But they're weak.
You know what I miss? The typewriter.
He really is from another era, literally. I mean, he really does
like miss horseback riding and all that crap.
Don't I miss the Pony Express?
Right.
You'd wait all day and a guy would gallop in front of your house with a letter. Have some conversation and feed his horse a sugar cube. Why doesn't sugar come in cubes anymore? What's with packets? I like sugar cubes. I draw dots on them and make dice out of them.
F you, you old fart.
I hope you replace him on the show. I would watch that.
Carl Weathers, Apollo yes! Creed.
Now you're getting somewhere.
Apollo Mother Effin' Creed. He is 63 years old today. Steven Soderbergh. He's got some talent, that guy. He's 48 years old. Emily Watson, very talented actress, is 44, as is guitarist Zach Wilde.
Yes.
Jason Bateman is 42 years old. Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters, also 42. And Caleb Folliwell of Kings of Leon, 29 years old today. Sorry, I became Chet Hayes there for a minute. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. I am very uncomfortable with how many people are in the room right now.
You're not even here.
I know.
Too many. It's too many.
And you're not even here.
It's a Smodcast cast.
I know, that's what it looks like.
It's a smorgy, as they would say.
Jason Mewes is here, Kevin Smith is here, now Ralph Garman joins us for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Speaking of the Smodcastle cast,
yeah,
sure. And the guys who do the podcast with Kevin, like myself and Mewes, is that thing still going to happen in Vegas that you guys were
smorgy.
Talking about, the
smorgy? Yeah, I mean, literally, when you said smorgy, I
that's what made me think of it, too. Because
in May, we're doing a massive six-hour, I think it might even be seven-hour, podcast a palooza, if you will. I believe it's at the Palms, and it's called Smorgy. So it'd be like Smodcast, Jane, Silent Bob, Get Old, Hollywood Babylon, Blowhard, Tell 'em Steve Dave, Plus One, maybe Puck Nuts. Who am I forgetting? I think that's
Smodcast.
I said that first.
So basically, it's going to be the whole group.
Everybody, yeah, basically one show after another. Bang, bang, bang. So like, yeah, you know, like kind of a Woodstock of podcasts.
Maybe Podstock, all at the same time. So it's
a that would be awesome. Everyone on stage talking at once. Yeah. We're trying to get 7-hour show done in 1 hour.
And we still won't be able to out-talk Smith. He will still be able to conquer us all.
Like it's a Bruce Springsteen concert, man. And it's like I'm competing against the audience.
Is there ever a time, Kevin, where you go, hey, I don't have anything to say right now?
It's coming up.
Ever happens?
It's coming up. As soon as everyone sees Red State, I got nothing to say about it.
Yeah. All right, let's talk showbiz news, shall we? The cast for The Celebrity Apprentice has been released. For those of you who don't follow it, that's the Donald Trump show where he takes a bunch of has-been celebrities and makes them compete for a job that doesn't pay anything.
You couldn't wait until we were out of the room to announce that we're going to be on the show?
You guys did not make the cut this year. I was hoping.
We were trying so hard.
Yeah. Meatloaf is going to be part of the cast.
Yeah.
Too excited about Meatloaf.
I love the loaf.
Three ain't bad.
Oh.
File.
Put it in the file.
How the loaf is falling.
We're going to have to have you on the phone when we do take that back.
David Cassidy.
Yes.
Will be part of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Dionne Warwick. LaToya Jackson.
Oh, crazy.
Nene Leakes. Which sounds like a Golden Shower porn movie.
Yes, yes.
But she apparently was on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay.
How she made the celebrity cut, I don't know. Jose Canseco, one of the Bash brothers from back in the day, used to play for the A's. Richard Hatch, the Survivor 1 winner.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, not the dude from Battlestar Galactica?
Sadly, no. He got passed over yet again. Lil Jon. John Rich of Big and Rich, the country act. Mark McGrath, he was Sugar Ray. A playmate named Hope Dvorak, Marley Matlin, Lisa Rinna, Nikki Taylor.
How many people are on the show?
Star Jones. And Gary Busey will also be on the show.
Gary Busey's on your knees.
Are they doing a one-a-day show? There's 365 names you listed.
No, this is it. They team up, they split into two teams, and they battle against each other. Oh, I want to be on Busey's team so bad.
No kidding.
Because whatever task he's given, you know, you have to create an advertising campaign for Kodak. It would end in bloodshed. You know, someone somewhere is going to get hurt. That's all I care about.
I think
about.
They should do like a surreal life versus celebrity rehab.
I like it.
Show.
Right.
They have a lot of crossover between those two shows, yeah.
They compete against one another.
I like it. Sadly, today brings news of more Saved by the Bell-related violence. Apparently, police had to be called in Homer Glen, Illinois, to deal with an angry drunk customer at Mullet Sports Bar and Restaurant.
Uh-oh.
Isn't every bar in Homer Glen, Illinois pretty much mullets? Couldn't they call every bar that? Apparently, he upset the owner when he grabbed a framed photo of A.C. Slater off the wall and threw it to the ground.
Why did he do that?
Who is that?
A.C. Slater was Mario Lopez in Saved by the Bell.
Was
so
this
some dude grabbed it off the and
went,
threw
to a,
it down?
Went to a rage and grabbed the portrait.
He became a host of Extra. threw it to the ground.
Police were called when they questioned the man. He said, "I just don't like Slater."
That's a good defense.
All right.
Apparently, he's going to be sued for damages, but must have been a Zach fan.
Yeah.
Sure.
The Slater defense.
Slater defense.
We've all used it from time to time. I never liked that kid.
I just didn't like Slater.
More Hollywood people having babies. Selma Blair has announced she's pregnant. This gives us, if you're keeping score at home, by the way, Jennifer Connelly, Jane Krakowski, Victoria Beckham, Kate Hudson, Owen Wilson's wife, and Natalie Portman, all currently pregnant.
Wow, what's up?
Let's trace it back. What was happening? Nothing good in the movie theater?
Yeah, what was happening?
Why are so many people impregnated?
Owen Wilson's wife, by the way, is named Jade Duell. Have you ever seen Jade, his wife?
Mm-mm.
I was wondering if anybody knew if she was hot or not.
I don't think so.
He's a butterscotch stallion. I thought he would have a hot wife.
I'm sure he does.
What's his nickname?
The butterscotch stallion. That's what he is.
Okay.
Kelsey Grammer's looking to get married.
Oh, good.
Just as soon
it
as
always
he can get,
works out for him.
As soon as he can get divorced from his current wife, Camille.
He's really good at it.
He told Letterman he wants to tie the knot next month in February. Camille has other plans. She's got the IBS, you know, irritable bowel syndrome. She has asked the judge who
is... Is that a good enough reason in court?
To divorce someone?
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, how bad is it, though?
Your Honor, she poos a lot.
Irreconcilable flatulence?
Because at some point, you gotta go, okay, I'm out.
If it was like that all day long?
Right.
I'd stay. I would totally stay. You'd be that person's hero, man. Whoever can withstand that noise, there stands a god.
All right, so now you're staying.
Yeah.
What about now?
You're walking around in a hazmat suit.
I'm like, let's put on some music, honey.
All right, how about
you can
now?
Make songs with this. Rap over it.
Right, how about now? Are you still in?
I'd be like, let's put a kazoo in there. Yeah. So at least it's a sustained note of pleasantry or humor, at least.
Vuvuzela. Camille has asked the judge who was overseeing their divorce to refrain from signing the papers. She doesn't want to be divorced yet. She wants to put the screws to Kelsey because he wants to get married right away because she says he's not getting married until they work out their financial arrangement. Kelsey, by the way, is worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $120 million.
Whoa! Wow.
Who knew? That's a good neighborhood.
That dude, hey, give it up for this man. That dude took a bit part and made it into $120 million.
Yeah,
if you watch the old episodes of Cheers, he's literally just the setup man.
Yeah.
You know, everyone else tees off on him, has the best jokes and stuff, and somehow he got $120 million of it. Yeah. God bless him.
He was like the poor man's Norm. He didn't even get the jokes.
No.
He just had to sit in the corner.
And then he got his own show.
Yeah.
And then they set him up. And he would just say pithy things, and they gave him $120 million. God bless.
Oh, for God's sakes, Niles.
Gotta say he's that here, ladies and gentlemen. And he's pissed.
Now he only has $60 million, but that's still a lot.
$60 million. I could live on $60 million for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity birthdays. Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes is 92 years old today. How old does he have to be before they take him off 60 Minutes?
I don't know.
110?
Clearly, they're going to let him die there.
He is brutal on that show, too.
He's awesome, though. Let a 92-year-old guy tell us what's wrong with milk and staples and stuff. Takes it all in perspective.
Just someone trim his eyebrows. That's all I ask. He'd be so much easier to watch.
Didn't
have giant caterpillars crawling across his face at all times.
It's impossible.
It's mesmerizing.
That's true.
It's hypnotizing.
Yeah.
Carl Weathers, Action Jackson in Apollo Creed, and one of the Predator Hunters. He's 63 years old today.
Wow.
Steven Soderbergh turns 48. Emily Watson, very talented actress, is 44 years old today. Zach Wilde is 44. LL Cool J. Ladies love Cool J.
They do.
How old?
43 years old. Jason Bateman turns 42 today, as does Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters and Nirvana, and Caleb Followill of Kings of Leon. He is 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show of his beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you to Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Jason Mewes.
Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. I'm looking at the information. I'm trying to keep it all straight.
All
Every
right.
Friday at 10 o'clock.
Every Friday at 10 o'clock, usually following Hollywood Babylon, which this week is on Saturday for some reason.
Usually at 8 o'clock on Fridays, now Saturday at 10 p.m.
Just for one
night.
Week only.
Just for one week.
You're just trying to make people lose you?
Babylon Kev, BabylonRalph.com.
Don't bogart the joints, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This is for all the Tostitos.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This should not happen in America.
Roll another one.
This is so exciting. I wish
wish I cared.
Just like the other one.
Woo!
This one seems to be about to quit.
What?
And I need another hit.
What you gotta say now, bitch? What you gotta say now? You ain't got shit to say, motherfucker. What you gotta say? What you gotta say, bitch? What you gotta say? What you gotta say, bitch?
What are you going to do for 69? I don't have another cent.
Don't be a crackhead. You got hold to the wrong stuff.
What a one-guard that joins.
Want a banana, you hot little monkey bitch?
Just pass it around.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I just got an erection.
What a one-guard that joins, my friend.
What are you talking about?
Thank you.
I think that's it.
Oh.
No, but it's pointless.
Get the hell out of my house! Go! Go! Pack it up, get out!
That's it. Look, I'm walking out the store right now.
Okay.
For real?
Good.
I'm not gonna look back. Goodbye!
Bye.
Okay, by my watch, it's margarita o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. I am very uncomfortable with how many people are in the room right now.
You're not even here.
I know.
Too many. It's too many.
And you're not even here. It's the Smodcast cast.
I know, that's what it looks like.
It's a smorgy, as they would say.
Jason Mewes is here. Kevin Smith is here. Now Ralph Garman joins us for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Speaking of the Smodcastle cast.
Yeah,
sir. And the guys who do the podcast with Kevin, like myself and Mewes. Is that thing still going to happen in Vegas that you guys were
smorgy.
Talking about, the smorgy?
Yeah, I mean, literally, when you said smorgy, I smiled.
That's what made me think of it, too. Because
in May, we're doing a massive six-hour, I think it might even be seven-hour, podcast, a palooza, if you will. I believe it's at the Palms, and it's called Smorgy. So it would be like Smodcast, Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, Hollywood Babylon, Blowhard, Tell 'em Steve Dave, Plus One, maybe Puck Nuts. Who am I forgetting? I think that's
Smodcast.
I said that first.
So basically, it's going to be the whole group.
Everybody, yeah, basically one show after another. Bang, bang, bang. So like, yeah, like kind of a Woodstock of podcasts.
Maybe Podstock, all at the same time. So it's
that would be awesome. Everyone on stage talking at once. We're trying to get a seven-hour show done in 1 hour.
And we still won't be able to out-talk Smith. He will still be able to conquer us all.
Like it's a Bruce Springsteen concert, man. That's it's like right. I'm competing against the audience.
Is there ever a time, Kevin, where you go, hey, I don't have anything to say right now?
It's coming
Does that
up.
Ever happen?
It's coming up. As soon as Red State, as soon as everyone sees Red State, I got nothing to say about it.
Yeah. All right, let's talk showbiz news, shall we? The cast for The Celebrity Apprentice has been released. For those of you who don't follow it, that's the Donald Trump show where he takes a bunch of has-been celebrities and makes them compete for a job that doesn't pay anything.
You couldn't wait until we were out of the room to announce that we're going to be on the show?
You guys did not make the cut this year. I was hoping.
We were trying so hard.
Yeah. Meatloaf is going to be part of the cast.
Yeah.
Too excited about Meatloaf.
I love the loaf.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Oh.
File.
Put in the file.
How the loaf is falling.
We're going to have you on the phone when we do take that back.
David Cassidy.
Yes.
Will be part of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Dionne Warwick. LaToya Jackson.
Oh, crazy.
Nene Leakes. Which sounds like a Golden Shower porn movie.
Yes, man.
But she apparently was on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay.
How she made the celebrity cut, I don't know. Jose Canseco, one of the Bash Brothers from back in the day, used to play for the A's. Richard Hatch, the Survivor 1 winner.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, not the dude from Battlestar Galactica?
Sadly, no. He got passed over yet again. Lil Jon. John Rich of Big and Rich, the country act. Mark McGrath, he was Sugar Ray. A playmate named Hope Dvorak. Dvorak, Marley Matlin, Lisa Rinna, Nikki Taylor.
How many people are on the show?
Star Jones. And Gary Busey will also be on the show.
Oh, Gary Busey's on your knees.
Are they doing a one-a-day show? There's 365 names you listed.
No, this is it. They team up, they split into two teams, and they battle against each other.
Oh, I want to be on Busey's team so bad.
No kidding.
Because whatever task he's given, you know, you have to create an advertising campaign for Kodak. It would end in bloodshed. You know, someone somewhere is going to get hurt. That's all I care about.
I think
about.
They should
That's
a do great like a Surreal Life versus Celebrity Rehab.
I like it.
Show.
Right.
They have a lot of crossover between those two shows, yeah.
They compete against one another.
I like it. Sadly, today brings news of more Saved by the Bell-related violence. Apparently, police had to be called in Homer Glen, Illinois, to deal with an angry drunk customer at Mullet Sports Bar and Restaurant.
Uh-oh.
Isn't every bar in Homer Glen, Illinois pretty much mullets? Couldn't they call every bar that? Apparently, he upset the owner when he grabbed a framed photo of A.C. Slater off the wall and threw it to the ground.
Why did he do that?
Who is that? A.C. Slater was Mario Lopez in Saved by the Bell.
Was
so some dude grabbed it off of it and
went
threw
to a,
it down?
Went to a rage and grabbed the portrait.
He became a host of Extra! Threw it to the ground. Police were called when they questioned the man. He said, I just don't like Slater.
That's a good defense.
All right.
Apparently he's going to be sued for damages, but must have been a Zach fan.
Yeah.
Sure.
The Slater defense.
Slater defense.
We've all
like
used it from time to time. I never liked that kid.
I just didn't like Slater. More Hollywood people having babies. Selma Blair has announced she's pregnant. This gives us, if you're keeping score at home, by the way, Jennifer Connelly, Jane Krakowski, Victoria Beckham, Kate Hudson, Owen Wilson's wife, and Natalie Portman, all currently pregnant.
Wow, what's up?
Let's trace it back. What was happening? Nothing good in the movie theater?
Yeah, what was happening?
Why are so many people impregnated?
Owen Wilson's wife, by the way, is named Jade Duell. Have you ever seen Jade, his
no.
wife?
Mm-mm.
I was wondering if anybody knew if she was hot or not.
I don't think so.
He's a butterscotch stallion. I thought he would have a hot wife.
I'm sure he does.
What's his nickname?
The butterscotch stallion. That's what he is.
Okay.
Kelsey Grammer's looking to get married.
Oh, good.
Just as soon
it
as he
always
can get,
works out for him.
Just as soon as he can get divorced from his current wife, Camille.
He's really good at it.
He told Letterman he wants to tie the knot next month in February. Camille has other plans. There's Camille now. She's got the IBS, you know, irritable bowel syndrome. She has asked the judge who is...
Is that a good enough reason in court?
To divorce someone?
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, how bad is it, though?
Your Honor, she poos a lot. Irreconcilable flatulence.
Because at some point you got to go, okay, I'm out.
If it was like that all day long,
right?
I'd stay.
I would totally stay.
You'd be that person's hero, man. Whoever can withstand that noise, there stands a god.
All right, so now you're staying.
Yeah.
What about now?
You're walking around in a hazmat suit.
I'm like,
let's put on some music, honey.
All right, how about
you can
now?
Make songs with this rap over it.
Right, how about now? Are you still in?
I'd be like, let's put a kazoo in there.
Yeah.
So at least it's a sustained note of pleasantry or humor, at least.
Vuvuzela.
Camille has asked the judge who was overseeing their divorce to refrain from signing the papers. She doesn't want to be divorced yet. She wants to put the screws to Kelsey because he wants to get married right away because she says he's not getting married until they work out their financial arrangement. Kelsey, by the way, is worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $120 million.
Oh!
Wow.
Who knew?
That's a good neighborhood.
That dude, hey, give it up for this man. That dude took a bit part and made it into $120 million.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you watch the old episodes of Cheers, he's literally just the setup man.
Yeah.
You know, everyone else tees off on him, has the best jokes and stuff, and somehow he got $120 million of it. Yeah. God bless him.
He was like the poor man's Norm. He didn't even get the jokes.
No.
He just had to sit in the corner.
And then he got his own show.
Yeah.
And then they set him up. And he would just say pithy things, and they gave him $120 million. God bless.
Oh, for God's sakes, Niles.
Gotta say
he's
that.
He's here, ladies and gentlemen. And he's pissed.
Now he only has $60 million, but that's still a lot.
$60 million. I could live on $60 million for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity birthdays. Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes is 92 years old today. How old does he have to be before they take him off 60 Minutes?
I don't know.
110?
Clearly, they're going to let him die there.
He is brutal on that show, too.
I think he's awesome, though. Let a 92-year-old guy tell us what's wrong with milk and staples and stuff. Takes it all in perspective.
Just someone trim his eyebrows. That's all I ask.
He'd be
so much easier to watch.
It would.
Have giant caterpillars crawling across his face at all times.
It's impossible.
It's mesmerizing.
That's true.
It's hypnotizing.
Yeah.
Carl Weathers, Action Jackson in Apollo Creed, and one of the Predator Hunters. He's 63 years old today.
Wow.
Steven Soderbergh turns 48. Emily Watson, very talented actress, is 44 years old today. Zach Wilde is 44. LL Cool J. Ladies love Cool J.
They do.
How old? 43 years old. Jason Bateman turns 42 today, as does Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters and Nirvana, and Caleb Folliwell of Kings of Leon. He is 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show of his beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you to Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks for having, folks.
Jason Mewes.
Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. I'm looking at the information. I'm trying to keep it all straight.
All
every
right.
Friday at 10 o'clock.
Every Friday at 10 o'clock. Usually following Hollywood Babylon, which this week is on Saturday for some reason.
Usually at 8 o'clock on Fridays. Now Saturday at 10 p.m.
Just for
night.
1 week only.
Just for 1 week. Are you just trying to make people lose you? Babylon Kev, BabylonRalph.com.
Don't bogart the joints, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This is for all the Toastinos.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
This should not happen in America.
Roll another one.
This is so exciting. I wish I cared.
Just like the other one.
Sorry. Thank you.
I think that's it.
Oh.
No, but it's pointless.
Get the hell out of my house! Go! Go! Pack it up! Get out!
That's it. Look, I'm walking out the store right now.
Okay.
For real?
Good.
I'm not gonna look back.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye!
Bye.
Okay, by my watch, it's margarita o'clock.